of Steam, Steel, and Murder, returning with the second and final installment of Session 53. This session was GM'd by Marcus, and the players were Sharon, Jameis, Jay Gilt, Joshua, Nick, John, and myself. Let's get right into the show.
Is everyone back, Sharon?
Nope. Apparently not.
I've been here, so.
Jameis?
Yep.
Nick?
I'm back.
Eric. Aha.
We're all okay, everyone's back. It's now the morning.
I wanted to do a couple things.
Okay, what do you want to do that night?
I wanted to go see Bill and see if his wife is actually sick.
Okay, you do go to his place. He knocks at the door and opens it and he goes, yeah, what do you want?
Well, you can see you were not fired. I would also like to see if your wife is really sick.
Okay, come on in. He takes you, and he said, just keep it down. She's sleeping right now.
And if she really is sick, I will pass along a significant... Yes.
Yeah, she does not look well.
Okay, I'll... I do have... Let's see. What are my level of resources?
Something tells me you provide him enough money that he could probably quit.
Yes, well, no. I provide him enough money such that his wife will receive care, and I will explain to Bill that if he do not never steal again, and you can send the bill to for any of her future medical expenses to the head of the Cheka, and things will be taken care of.
Thank you.
No problem, Bill. Just never steal again. All right.
Sir, I won't steal cable again.
And know now that you owe me a favor, and there may never come a day where you can repay that favor to me. There may come a day where I will ask you for a favor, Bill.
One day I will knock on your door.
And then...
I'm being the driver.
Perhaps. We will see. Goodbye, Bill.
You are now one of my followers.
No. He just owes me a favor. Such is life. All right.
Okay. That's all I want to do. Next morning, you go into the guild offices to find out who has copyrighted this symbol, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
One Tito Smith.
Tito Smith?
Yes. They can give you an address, but his address, but they do not have.
Is he Yugoslavian?
He's whatever you want him to be.
Oh, okay. Well, he needs to get to Serbia real quick because they're about to be invaded, and he needs to run that resistance organization to take over. Anyways, never mind.
Like, what? I just chose a random-ass name, and you're telling me I got someone important?
Not the last name, but Tito was the ruler of Yugoslavia. Anyways, Yugoslavia, interesting country. So,
in Yugoslavia, you die.
Well, yes, he was a bit of a jerk.
I find exactly funny with what the truth is. Mm-hmm. You have his home address, but you do not have a work address.
Well, do we have a phone number?
The business should be registered with the guild if they're operating with guild sanction.
It's registered, but there seems to be
a discrepancy.
Aha. A discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pink flamingo. What?
There's a discrepancy as to location, but you notice that the revenue is higher than your average casino, and that there is an extra fee. There's a little bit of a discrepancy with the fact that the location is not listed. You do realize there is that discrepancy.
Mm-hmm. Seems like we gotta do some house cleaning over here.
Perhaps Mr. Tito is merely an entrepreneur who has gone the wrong way. All right. Also, I assume we're all going to this fight club thing.
Later, I'd like to check through the records with guilds first on our victim's history.
Right.
What type of record?
One where he came from originally, or if he is native to Metapol, which I doubt because Metapol hasn't been around too long. Any prior problems or
nope.
Any recommendations?
It's Not really. He was given master status because he was competent. He did his job. What he did?
Did he do the normal amount of time actually as a lower rank?
Oh God, yes. Actually, he did the normal amount of time, probably a little bit extra. As there is a note, lack of creativity.
Okay. Any trips outside of Metapol of recent years?
No, he seems to be pretty, like, he seems to, he doesn't even really have any vacation time taken. It looks like, if you're just looking through work records, I don't know if you're looking into any other type of, records.
Yeah, I'm mostly just going through the stuff that Metapol, well, the guild will have on him for surrounding a job and hiring.
I have a question for
well, sure, if you ask if I want to check, if I've checked his bank records, I'll do that while I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna guess the answer to my question is yes, Bert.
For banks?
Yes.
Yes, oh yes.
Okay, what you find is that, okay, you were just looking at his records and how much he's being paid. Mm-hmm. You've kind of looked at his expenses, and you're now looking at his bank records, and what you find in his bank records is that there's a consistently small amount of money being put in. Every once in a while, there's this large sum of money, and then it seems to go back to a normal small amount of money. And every once in a while, the money gets taken out, put in. You just see, like, these large spikes every once in a while. Just last week, just a little over a week, a little bit less than a week ago, you see this large spike in there.
Does it seem like the same, does it seem like an equal amount is spiked in and spiked out?
No, it's different amounts.
And how regularly does this take place, and is there any, is this money him paying the money in?
It's him putting the money in, but it's random, the spikes. Like, if you were going to ask, okay, let's put this to chance, and just said, let's give it away, it's random how much the spike is, how little the spike is, whether there's a spike at all. It's completely random.
But the important part is there more money going in than more money going out? Which one is greater?
It's just, overall, there's just a slight increase. Every once in a while, like, there's a big spike, but then he'll take out the money and it'll disappear. But it seems to be like that consistent small amount that he puts in, even when there's not the large spikes, it seems to be going up.
I have my own theories on that then, which I've already shared in chat. What's our next port of investigation?
Well, we can't check phone records because Bart, I play B Bart. Well, could we have checked phone records? I don't know.
There are no phone records because remember all calls are placed through.
So. Yeah, no. I guess you have the fight. You have a receipt. I mean, it's not like you don't have those things to look into. You can just
Did we ever go check at the
this morning
District 8 scrapyard?
Yeah, we can do that and then get changed. How do real quick? Then how we do should... we want to approach the fight? Like, do we want to have a set of people who appear as high rollers?
I did continue my fellowship with the boxers from my first case with you people. I could see if any of those know of the underground fighting rings.
Before we do that, we should check out, what was that place? The Black Pawn, whatever the receipt was for?
Yes.
There was a receipt?
Yes. We ought to see if we can locate that business. Is that guild registered while we're here at the office?
Oh, no, most definitely. It's a jewelry shop. Give me a streetwise roll, those with the streetwise.
Can I use the scholarship instead?
Yes, you can. But you're going to be out of penalty. Largely.
That's fine.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Now
that's a 4.
6.
Okay, you people seem to actually recognize the name. The Black Pawn is a jewelry shop in District 5, but the Black Pawn is known for, on the street, it's known for its back room, where the guy who actually owns it buys anything. Like, you have illicit goods, he'll buy it. He's a fence. But he's also known for his fine jewelry shop as well.
Well, that's certainly of interest. So which one of these do we wish to pursue first? I'm not certain how useful the rusty scrapyard will be, but you never know. Could be connected.
It could be. Well, there were two members of the party who were eager to, well, gosh.
Did it before.
How good are y'all at investigating things and talking to people?
I'm decent. I'm good.
I have a one.
That.
Do you have a one? Is that one voice?
Or? And Todd peers at you over his glasses and gives you the bitch, please look.
Well, I mean, given that we are on a timer here, Mr. Von Hundegaard, you're clearly the snootiest among us, so shouldn't you?
Well, thank you for the compliment, Mr. Marlowe.
No problem. I'm always here to back you up.
You are certainly the shadiest and least respectful amongst us. So, yes, I will go to the jewelry store then.
Well, why don't you take Miss Rackham? Because she is clearly also of high caliber and high breeding.
Well, it's good that you recognize your betters at any rate.
Well, I recognize her as my better. Yes. and then I guess the rest of us can go to the rusty nail yard. Gavin, where do you want to go?
Either or.
Okay.
We may as well divide up our resources a little bit more evenly. So.
Hey, Todd? You got
okay, preference? So let's take care of Rusty's scrapyard, not Rusty's nail yard first. Who's going to Rusty's scrapyard?
I'll go.
So we have Anton, Ethan Thane, Marlowe, is that it?
Yes. My name is Marlowe.
Okay, so just those three are going to Rusty Scrapyard. Got it. Okay, you go
wasn't,
to Rusty Scrapyard.
Wasn't Robot Boy going there as well?
Decided against it.
Okay. You guys get to Rusty Scrapyard. It's actually a fairly large area of land, considering the city, that's fenced off, has barbed wire. It's not easy to get in, you're thinking, because it's... And you arrive at the front gate. There's a little box. You press the button. Hear a voice go, "Yes, how can I help you?"
Can we just skip this?
Do I hear the words genuine? No.
Oh.
Or okay. Gold!
Gold! There's gold Anton, in the scrapyard.
You're a speaker, right? You talk to people. Yes. No, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yes, I talk to people.
Yes, I
march up to him with my cigarettes in my mouth. More than one. I offer him one.
Stop stealing mine! there's a box right there. He's speaking through the box.
Yes. Hello? Anyone out there?
Yes, there are people out here. We have...
Yeah, we want to see your crap!
It's not crap. It's the finest scrap in town. I sell to many good guildies, I'll tell you. I'll
scrap, crap, right it's now. All the same. Open up!
I'm opening the gate. I'll meet you out there.
Kill him now. No jury in the land.
Yeah, both of them. Just, I could have killed both of them. Ethan, all right.
Okay, you see a guy who the best description of his clothing is rust. And when you get in, you do see it. You think, Anton, your description is probably correct, looking around like the immediate area. This is a bunch of junk. But you're thinking there may be a few good things somewhere in there. No, it's a conspiracy, obviously.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to Rusty Scrapyard. Finest scrapped, 50% off for any guildie.
So you do a lot of business with the guildies, huh? I now offer him a cigarette.
Of course I do. He takes it. I do plenty of good business with guildies. They like to come around here because they know Rusty. If it's from Rusty's, it's good. I buy the finest stuff. Don't tell anyone, but I even buy some of the scrap from the failed projects of people. Now, don't tell anyone about that, but a few people, they come here, they find junk, realize that they can fix that stupid person's idea, and boom! Boom! They create their own idea and make lots of money. But I still get my cut, because every scrap here is good. Well, except for the true scrap, but they melt that down.
Yeah, well, David sent us by. Said you had some good stuff here.
Ah, David. David loved the good stuff. He kind of looks at his watch. Yeah, David always came here. David liked to look. Let me take you to another area. He seems to go by what looks like just essentially kind of a... I want to describe it as a shack, but it's a little bit larger than that. Probably someone could live there.
All right. Can I get a rapport roll or an empathy roll to see if he reacted to throwing around David's name to see if he knows he's dead?
Okay, you can give me a roll.
What do you want? Empathy, rapport?
Give me empathy.
Deceit. Okay. 3.
He has no reaction other than a positive one to David.
All right.
You seem just like, oh, you're friends of David? Oh, okay, type of thing. And he goes, oh, David over here? Now, he gets to another gate. Like, this is a smaller gate. You are way within. He unlocks the gate and is like, David, friends of David, get into the fine stuff. This is where I make sure to cut off the other stuff. Friends of David, 50% off. Look around and have fun. Just be careful, and just remember, by walking in there, you have agreed that any cuts or anything like that are not my fault. It's your own fault for going around in a scrapyard.
Yeah, is this where David got the last stuff? He told us, you know, last stuff he got, he didn't quite get everything. Is this the same place?
You're going to want, I believe the pile he was actually digging specifically through was the back left corner. That's where I have a few scrap pieces from various cars. He was bad idea for cars. Oh my God, they were stupid ideas. He said he can prove on them, but I don't think he could. But what am I? I'm a private entrepreneur. I just sell the scrap. I make a good profit.
Maybe yeah, whoever would want automatic transmission? What a stupid idea.
Automatic transmission? They'll never fix that. That'll never catch on anyway.
Right, let's go check out that corner of the scrapyard.
Oh, what you find are pieces of... I'm not even going to make you a roll for it. What you do is you find literally hunks of cars, bad cars, broken cars, tires... Just imagine cars and various like pieces that if you have any crafting skill at all, you basically go, yeah, this looks like some stupid idea or this would never work.
All right. Something in particular I want to look for while I'm looking through this scrap. Does it all seem to have the same maker's mark? Like, did it all seem to come from the same project or the same team?
No, take a chip and no. Actually, they seem to be coming from various different groups. No specific person. This just seems, I mean, you can look at all this junk and it seems to come have plenty of maker's marks. Although occasionally you do see one that comes up more often than not, but that one's probably, if you actually know maker's
marks.
Yeah. If you ever look into the maker's mark, you realize that this is someone who, has some money, but isn't that bright.
Okay.
Now, if you need me, just call me.
Does it look like there was a lot of stuff removed from here, like it's been picked over?
Other than the robotic sound to you, Bert, it doesn't look like it's that picked over. I mean, there are pieces, like you can tell that pieces have been moved. You do see a couple of like piles that were naturally formed that like someone was going through and saying, okay, this is junk. Oh, this may be useful. Although it's kind of hard to tell because there have been multiple piles made of various different things. That's how you can tell that their tires are separate. Various different types of, well, you assume they're tires, but they're not made with standard materials. And they don't look like they would roll very well. How about you, sir? He points to Ethan Thane. You look like a highfalutin type in that hat and coat. What gets you? Are you an investor? I have plenty of good ideas for investors.
Oh, really?
Would you like to invest into a scrapyard? I can get you the good scrap cut you in real good.
What are these ideas you have?
Well, it's more of ideas of where to get scrap. I'm thinking of buying some scrap of some of the bigger people. You know, you can make a lot of money selling scrap that's, you know, real scrap, almost genuine scrap from certain people, from certain highfalutin types.
Can we end the scene and go to another place?
Okay, do you leave the scrapyard after looking stuff over?
What I want to know is, does he keep a log in the scrap of what people buy at all?
You ask him, he says, he does have a log. It's not a very detailed log because it kind of has a description of car related stuff, tire related stuff. It doesn't, like, it's just, some of it is just marked as scrap.
That's fine. But does he even have, like, what area it was taken from? Can we get, like, an idea of the sort of things?
He basically has, kind of like, he has a little bit of area, like, southwest, southeast, private stock. You notice that Cinder has a lot from the private stock. Like, he's been getting stuff. You're in the private stock area.
Okay, good enough. And just going about this, saying, you know, hey, you know, we do some work for him. He needs more parts of the stuff that he's got, so I need to see what he's bought before and just work it that way. But so it looks like he's getting car parts.
Yeah, it looks like he's getting car parts. He is transportation.
Mm-hmm. And no one had ever said that he has got his own private lab anywhere, right?
He does have a working area, that a lab area that's at the guild.
We should check that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I will note down the maker's mark that has come up prominently.
Mm-hmm.
The high on money, low on intelligence guy you were talking about.
Yes.
Good enough. Does anyone else have a question or anything else to do here? Otherwise, I think we have found what we've come to find.
No, I leave this place down and mark it for extermination.
Something I forgot to describe. I forgot to describe the grounds itself. There are multiple areas that are blocked off by fences. There are a couple of other buildings on the grounds. These are just... He tells you that he's got some electronic equipment here, electronic equipment there, that type of stuff. Not important for someone like you. It's more important for someone of the engineering guilds. He has a few of that scrap. It says doesn't really get them that much, but every once in a while, you know, someone needs some type of object and they don't want to make it themselves and don't have to pay for a full price. And he's like, yep, when those guys come by, they usually clear him out and he's happy in the very annoying voice you want to kill. But there are
no, yes.
Okay. So by the way, you do get a sense that this is a really large area. And we go to the Black Pawn, which contains Jonathan, Sharon, and Jameis.
You insist on doing that. You insist.
Yes, of course. I have to.
I hate you. It's either that or J-Dog.
And I don't think you want J-Dog.
I would live with that. I don't mind that.
Okay, Jonathan Dog. Okay, we're going. You arrive at the Black Pawn, and the door does a little jingle, and he comes out, and a much older man comes out of the back and goes, "Yes, how may I help you? Welcome to the Black Pawn, finest jewelry shop in all of the 5th District."
Guys? Okay, hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, everyone just is waiting for you to talk.
I'm sorry, everything cut out for a second, so I was just wondering. Hi. I was going through some things, and I found this receipt, and I was wondering if you could tell me what it was for. I show him the receipt.
He looks the receipt over and goes, let me just check my log. He takes out a logbook. He's like, ah, yes. Ah, this was a beautiful piece of work, if I do say so myself. I was supposed to be delivered today. Yeah, just like the receipt. He goes back and, do you want me to get it? Wait a minute. He kind of looks at you and goes, is this who the gift, are you the lady who this was intended for?
Well, it's possible. I don't know. As I said, I found the receipt, and I'm just doing a little due diligence.
He kind of eyes you, and he goes, you found the receipt?
Yeah.
Yes, didn't you say that you had found it slipped under your door, probably from one of your admirers? I don't know why you hang out with these sort of people. You really should.
I'm just looking around the shop as if I don't know who these people are.
Can I help? Do you need any help, sir, separately?
Just browsing, he's fine. Thank you. Back to this receipt.
Yes, I'm sorry. Cinder didn't seem the type to just put the receipt. Let me go get... He's eyeing you. You can get the sets. Put under the door, you say.
No, I didn't say. I said I found it.
You should talk with David if you want to know what it is.
Look. All I want to know is what it is. It may be a birthday present for me, or that lying, cheating dog could be cheating on me. You wouldn't want to be accomplice to that, would you?
He kind of eyes you and goes, it was a gift. There was no name. David didn't seem the type. He was too honest a man. I can get a sense for that. And he kind of eyes you up and down and goes, yes, I can get a sense for that.
Uh-huh. Well, it is my birthday tomorrow, so it really probably is for me. And I turn up the charm.
Okay, give me a rapport roll.
Let me know if I find anything interesting in the shop that's of pot relevance otherwise.
You find many fine necklaces. Nothing in the front part of the shop that looks suspicious.
Okay, that is a 1 for rapport.
You're winning him over, but he's kind of looking at you and going, I don't know, David was very much the type of person, the way he talked, you seem a little more, if you're the person he's giving it to, you're a little more forthcoming, but David would want to present it himself. It is a necklace, as is obvious, he points to around him where he has lots of fine necklaces. It's very much a gift that should be given privately.
Well, then I guess I will just wait for Dave to give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there's any other business you wish to accomplish, we can always take that to the back.
That would be fine. If his necklace is for me, I really would love to get him something of comparable value.
Well, then, tell me, he points, if you wish to buy, look around you. If you wish to sell, we can talk privately. As for you, sir, how can I help you? He looks to Von Hundegaard.
I was merely asked to tag along. Await the lady's pleasure.
He looks at you and goes, hired or personal?
I just give him a smile.
He just nods and goes, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I am looking to buy. Show me a few nice things for gentlemen.
Gentlemen? Knowing a little bit about Mr. Cinder, he kind of starts, you see him kind of just looking around, like, where are you? Ah, here we go. It's more jewelry than, he's like, kind of looking around, like, truly to be honest, I'm more of a ladies' gift association, but I actually do have something. He thinks about it for a second. He's like, yes, I do have one item. He takes out this pocket watch and he goes, this is a very rare pocket watch. I was able to purchase it from someone, legitimately, of course, and it is a very nice, he takes out this nice gold pocket watch and he goes, I normally don't sell them like this. I usually prefer to add a little bit of jewels. He was very much an emerald person. If you would like, I could put in a few jewels and add a little, you know, touch to it. Not in the wrong type of way, in a more masculine way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do. Okay. Rules question. Quickly. Would burglary give me a bonus to determine the value of this watch?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'd like to examine the watch and determine the value and see if I see anything interesting about it.
Okay. Give me a roll.
Yep. Rolling. That's a 7.
Okay. Value of this watch is really, really, it's a good price. You do notice a maker's mark, and you find that the maker's mark on the actual watch is not consistent with the maker's mark of all the jewelry you see around you.
Okay. All right. I ask him, actually, the price for it as is.
He nods. He's like, that would be the price before I add anything onto it.
Yes.
He says, if you want, I have a... He kind of looks around and is like, just wait a minute and I'll go get what I would add to it. He comes back with a second with a couple of...
When he pops out of the room, when he pops out of the room, I say to him, your guild investigators, just get on with that.
He comes back with a couple of emeralds and he goes, yeah, I would add these onto it. And you say the exact price. And he's like, yes, that would be the exact price, but I'd like a little bit more so I make a profit at least.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get the watch and the emeralds separately right now and give him 5% over.
He's smiling happily. What's your resources?
4.
Yeah, you have enough. He's smiling happily.
Great. And what's his name?
Albert, of course.
Albert, I look forward to doing business with you in the future.
Of course. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
Messieurs, I point to my companions. Anything? You guys. Nope. All right. No. Then we're fine.
Is there anything I can help you with, sir? Did you find anything that looks lovely to your eyes? He says to Gavin, since he looks like he's not with them.
No, I think I've got all I'm going to get here.
Okay. He's like, thank you. If you see anything you want, just don't. He takes a seat and seems to grab out a book.
All right, so I guess the PCs make it. Meet up.
Mm-hmm.
We say blah. What do you guys say? This is very important.
Okay, we have blah 2. Can we look up this maker's mark on this watch? And, like, does it look like it's hot?
No, it's the watch is not hot.
All right. I'm going to go by the jewelry store. Does anyone want to come with me?
Is it the same maker's mark as were on some of the car parts?
No, not even close to the same. Those are completely different professions.
Okay.
Now, does the warehead have any beyond simply who made it?
I have no idea what you just said. You're breaking up a little bit.
I am? Yeah.
Okay, say that again.
Well,
am I coming across okay?
Yeah, just a little bit of a hiccup here and there, but that's about it.
Okay. Does the watch have any additional value to it, such as age, lineage, who previous owners, etc.?
No, it seems to be a pretty new watch that's just, it's worth a lot. Like, someone bought it new to add value to it.
Okay, so it's basically the equivalent of, like, a Rolex. That's kind of, it's simply worth a lot.
It's a nice watch.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Marlo arrives with the receipt at the Black Swan.
No, I had the receipt.
Oh.
I take it. I go to the Black Swan. I say, Guild Investigator, this is part of a murder case. I need this.
Oh, he goes, it's a murder case? Did she die?
I am not at liberty to say. Give it.
The poor woman. I hope she's all right. I have the necklace. She was just here asking about it. Oh my god.
Poor woman. Pawned this? When did they pawn this?
He did not pawn it. He commissioned it, sir. He picked out one of my necklaces. He comes back with this fine emerald necklace. He asked me to buy it and then engrave it. He bought it yesterday. He shows the back and says, to my greatest love.
That jerk face Jim. Why didn't he put a name? All right. did he pay in cash?
He paid in the standard way payment is made for something of this expense.
Generally, check.
Check, then check. Yes.
Okay, then consistent with nice. This is now confiscated, part of case number 001675.
Okay. He hands you also. He also hands you a paper and say, "Put this with it. It's my general contract. Everyone signs for work commissioned by me."
I read the contract.
It basically says that if the person who owns the object is dead, he gets.
You are shady. God, I can even tell from the beginning of the contract. All right. Well, I don't need to hear anything more. You are reprehensible.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I am not reprehensible, sir. I am merely a businessman looking out for myself.
Yes, and it doesn't stop you from being reprehensible. I just want you to know that.
Is her lover alive?
I said good day!
It's more of a good night, sir. It's kind of into the afternoon.
I go back and say, this is what you were meant to retrieve. Gavin, what did you do? Okay. So, everybody, how y'all doing? Good. Go Team Venture.
Ha 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 ha! this is so.
So we're gonna meet. Who? Anyone going all flashy? How do we want to go to this thing? Does anyone want to go like high roller status?
Of course. Yes, high Anton roller. Will get his best silk black suit. And best white hat.
Who's going to be my escort?
Well, I will, of course.
I would actually recommend the Australian go with you. He is the least well-known amongst us. His part can the fewest actions, and he definitely has the build for it.
Well,
if you're thinking more of muscle.
Well, no.
No.
No, I will go. I will be the escort. All right. So, are we going to go as a group, or are we going to go separately?
As separate groups, coming in at different times, so we can.
Okay. Can everyone pay bribes? Is anyone here poor?
I am poor.
Slowly raise hand.
Okay.
I have some resources.
Well, why don't you
travel with me?
Well, then we can split into. Three different groups. Anton.
And note, if you have a resource level at all, you are not poor.
I am poor.
Okay.
I give all my money to my hobo friends, that's why I'm poor.
I'm tempted to go as an obvious ghoul investigator, therefore vote on investigatory reasons.
Ooh. Yes, we just should have someone think, do that. At least one person.
Given time period at the moment in Metapol, how well known are each of us individually?
Hundegard is known, Bishop is known, the rest of Anton is known for different reasons, and
well, my name is known. I'm not seen very often, so
yes, they know you by name, that's it. And the same goes for I believe a little bit for Elizabeth Rackham.
In which case, shouldn't I be the one to go as an obvious investigator just because I am known as such?
There we go. All right.
I'll come with you as an associate investigator.
Okay. So that's party number one. Party number two can be Anton, Robot Guy, and Ethan.
Hello.
And, I guess Ethan is probably not known except in certain circles.
I'm known as the head of
I thought you had him appearing in various newspaper articles.
Absolutely not. He's just. The Cheka is not a flashy organization. We just exist below the surface. And he happens to be signing a lot of the checks and, you know, amongst the people who know he is the head of the Cheka.
Plus, if there's anything else, he can claim that he's going there to look for talent.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We do need to start doing that. Thank you. I'll be surprised if we're not doing that already. Anyways, and then finally, third party is me and Rackham. And I will deck myself out.
Those going with me, load up in cigarettes and hooch. We're going in drunk.
Is that really
there any
best
other
idea?
Way for you?
As cover.
Oh, of course. And I'm sure the guild will get the business expenses.
Of course.
Totally.
So, go Team Venture.
No.
I will get out my old magician's suit, which will be the only nice suit I own.
Okay, who's going in first? Which group's going in first?
I assume my group is going to arrive fashionably late, of course, Miss Rackham.
Yes, of course.
Our group can come in second, and the guild investigators can come in third, so that people are already there, and just in case.
Yes, just to make sure that people don't scarp at the moment they heard the word guilds.
Mm-hmm. Also, Miss Rackham, I got you this lovely piece of jewelry.
Oh, thank you!
Look at the beautiful emerald. It set off. I thought it set off your eyes.
And look at the lovely inscription on the back. Yes.
To my
greatest love.
It was in a evidence bag not 30 seconds ago, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first to arrive fashionably late is Marlowe and Rack. You guys get there. You basically, there's a little bit of light coming out of the warehouse, but not much. And there's a guy, you can tell where there's a couple of thugs kind of walking around. You can tell they're thugs. They're dock workers. There's one dock worker who's at the door is kind of, you walk up to him. He's like, yeah.
Mr. White said this was a place to have a good time.
Of course. And he puts his hand out.
I subtle. Clasp his hand in a warm handshake and deposit a few 20s in there.
He's like, of course. Just remember, board's on the right. People for the bets is there. The main fight of the night won't be for a while later, until around midnight. And enjoy. And by the way, it's the first time the odds are ever an even 1-1. The big fight is Kneecap Nelson versus the Brick.
Kneecap Nelson versus the Brick.
I don't know who gives these people these names.
Excellent. I will. Can you give us the description of the interior?
Okay, you go in and you see that a ring has been set up inside, as in a nice fighting ring. Think more boxing style ring.
Mm-hmm.
You get up, it's up a little bit. You've got chairs, you've got area. To your right, you have a big board. I'm not even going to make you roll. You do see Bishop's name on the board. It seems to be a leaderboard of fights won. Bishop is towards the top quarter, but you also there's a list of last fight, and his fight wasn't for many, many months ago. And
near by the end of this adventure, that name will be erased off for some reason. We don't know how.
It's weird how these things happen.
You see that the top two on the board are Kneecap Nelson and the Brick. They are the top two on the board. And there's also, you can see beneath it, there's who's fighting when and the various odds and who's paying out on certain fights. And you see a long list of men who are sitting there writing down numbers, giving receipts, tickets, that type of stuff, taking care of bets. Give me alertness rolls. Everyone give me alertness rolls for the scene. Just type it up what you got, and I'll tell you what you see when you get in. But what do you do now that you're inside? There's a fight going on. There's food off to the side. Two men are beating the crap out of each other.
Is there like arena style seats or?
It's more three. The seats cover three quarters. The one side that doesn't have seats is towards where the entrance is, but there's almost arena style, three quarters style.
Okay.
You see various peoples within the crowd. You see various types of people. You see some that are more upper crust. You see some that are lower crust. What's it on your alertness?
That's a very good question. Alertness of 5.
You notice a couple people that you're pretty sure they're probably guild who are, you notice that they have a pad of paper out kind of writing notes.
Okay. I will.
That aura about them that's guild.
Okay. I will go ahead, aimlessly drift over to one of the higher rollers. And I will let Miss Rackham sit right next to him, and hopefully a conversation will flow from there.
Come on, left, give him the uppercut. He seems to be really into the fight and doesn't notice you as the next pair enter.
I was not planning on going to one of that guy.
All right, Anton walks in, and before the gate guy, bouncer, can say anything, just shoves a wad of bills in his mouth, and he's being very boisterous and loud as he just walks in with an obvious open bottle of liquor in front of him.
you notice that the guy is just nodding and smiling. Gambling's on the right.
Yes. First thing I want to look at is, what's the chip count? What's a blue?
Here there are no chips. It's paper and cash.
Okay.
There are no chips here. What you do notice is that it's actually pretty packed tonight. There are a lot of people here, and it's really loud. You didn't hear it from the outside.
Are there any awards by any chance? Like, could the chip be some kind of trophy or something?
No.
No, not here. You don't see any of that chip here.
Damn.
But you do, you do see someone who, someone does approach you, Anton, and he's like, hey, you look like the right type of guy. Do you need anything? I can get you anything. You need some food? Yeah, I can get you some food.
Yeah, I shove a wad of bills in his mouth and just walk on, still being loud. Yes, I'm giving the impression that I'm a rich, spoiled guy. So hopefully I might be, admitted to a backroom betting thing. That's what I'm
And the guy's like, okay, did you want anything? Okay, I'll take it.
And as he's about to turn, he says, and I look around, I get this kind of scowl on my face, and say, so where's the real action at?
Hey, you want re-election? I can probably tell you. The re-election's the big fight tonight. Just ask anyone. It's 1-to-1 odds. It's the
Yeah, I make the little I'm bored sign, you know. It's like, is that all you got, huh?
Hey, how disappointing. I may know a guy who can get you some later action after later tonight. I can possibly get you some big action, but he kind of looks you over. What type of suit are you wearing?
Oh, like I said, I'm wearing my black silk suit and the white pimp hat.
He's like, hey, I could maybe get you some action. I know a few clubs around town. Great clubs, great women. Not much. Are you talking action like gambling? You have the traditional places that are open.
I just kind of dismiss him like, you're wasting my time, kid. Unless he comes back with something like, yeah, there's some high rollers sort of thing. Otherwise, I just dismiss him.
Oh, by the way, as you're doing this, one of the guys kind of goes over to Ethan and goes, boss, what are you doing here tonight?
Just everyone needs to relax sometimes. How about you?
Fine. Where's your, shouldn't you have a couple of bodyguards?
I'll just go to him. I don't need bodyguards if they don't know it's me.
That's right, boss.
Don't you dare salute!
Right, sir.
I will wander over to this guy and say, there's nothing wrong here.
Of course
his
not.
His bodyguards have the night off.
Okay, just making sure. We don't
oh, Devin does it right. Okay.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to get back to the gambling.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know a red roost? I'm sorry, a red fox roost?
That sounds like a drinking place or something. Ugh. Red fox roost?
It is a gambling. It is a underground gambling joint.
Gambling? Isn't this what I'm? Isn't this gambling?
Casino style.
Never heard of it. Probably too high for my taste.
So you do know the lower class places, but not the upper classes. All right. Well, what is your name?
The name's
Jimmy. Jimmy. Finn. Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
No, why Jimmy, man? I was gonna use Jimmy for someone else. Damn it.
Okay, Timmy. Because Timmy seems to be the guy you have the most intelligence with. Does he have a wheelchair? Red hair?
No, he hasn't broken. You notice he walks with a limp, but otherwise he's fine.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Bob about our recruiting standards.
That's because, the problem. Because,
good lord, that guy does not belong. We're ex... angry face. Okay.
Actually, it's at that point another guy slips next to you and he goes, we were trying to open recruiting to get more members. I think we went wrong with it. And he just slips away. The guy just slips away.
Yes, we did. I will slip away with him. And
he's never seen again.
Yes, that is fun. That is good fun. Okay, so I will go around to my guys and ask them if they know. If not, it's too high class for all of them. I will cut back to Sheriff.
Okay. One of the guys you talk to says, you notice that he's a little bit better off of the check, and he goes, yeah, I added the place. That guy over there can probably get you in. He's pointing to the guy who, Sharon's sitting next to. That guy's rich enough to get in. I heard him mentioning something about an underground club, something about red something.
Yes.
That might be the guy you want to talk to. Also, the guy, he points to a guy who you saw, that you swear you might have saw him accosting.
Don't point. Why are you pointing?
He kind of nods towards the guy that
you... Okay, thank God. Did we trade you nothing?
He didn't point. He was pointing out non-pointingly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm using this as a shorthand rather than saying what he physically did.
Thank you.
He alludes to the guy that was accosting Anton and says, that guy knows it, but you gotta look big to get in through him. And not seem like you gotta seem haughty and not haughty in the wrong way.
Alright, well, let's see if Rackham can't charm somebody.
And we'll jump to Rackham. Yes, yes, yeah, you see the guy jump up. Yeah, knockout. Yeah, he kicked his butt. Rah.
I give a politeness clap and do you win?
I want it big for this fight. I want the underdog.
Oh, good. Who do you like in the big match?
That one's a toughie. It's the only match where I'm not sure who's going to win. I have to agree with them. Although, if I had to put money on someone, I'm not. I'm just here to watch it. I'd rather put my money on the Brick. He can take a punch a little better than Mr. Kneecap.
Okay. Well, you know, I just wish I could get somewhere where I could place a really good bet.
I know what you mean, but I know what you mean. This place is only thing open till much, much later.
Yeah. About what time?
He kind of looks at his watch. Well, it's luckily for us, this thing doesn't go too late. They open around 11 midnight. The good places. You see him kind of like, as they're setting up for the next fight, cleaning the ring, you see him kind of just drift back, sipping something. And he goes, yep.
Okay. Is he still there, or did he leave?
Oh, no, he's still there. He's just sitting back, like, waiting for the next fight.
Oh, okay. Well,
can I come in here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Miss Rackham, unfortunately, it appears that there's not many people of standards in this den, and I was unable to find a good place for us to while away the evening.
Oh, that's highly unfortunate, Mike. That's highly unfortunate. What are you wearing?
I am decked out to the nines.
Okay, he looks to you and goes, well, if you would prefer a higher class establishment, you look to have the right look. I can recommend a place, later tonight. He goes, here's what you do. You go to this address at past 11, and you say, and then you just say, then you just ask for the Red Fox's Best.
Ah, the Red Fox's Best. Well, thank you, my good sir. Cigar?
Sure.
It's Cuban.
Ooh. Do you look at the address?
Absolutely.
You recognize the address.
Oh, what address is it?
Rusty Scrapyard.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him, gut him, and then... Anyways, I'm sorry. What...
Fillet him like a piece of flounder? I don't know.
Oh, amongst other things. All right, well.
Yes, you have that. And it's at this point that the two guild investigators come in.
Mm-hmm. I hold up the guild badge to the bouncer at the door.
Ah, so guild investigators are here. It's so good to see you. We just need one moment to get guild...
No, you don't. As just walk on.
Man!
What's interesting is you see the people don't get up and run. You see a flurry of activity behind the area, and you see them, a couple, you notice these, whoever got a 3 or higher, notice that a few of the people in suits, that looked like guild, a few of them, they see a few people run towards them, kind of like hand them like a large sum of money, and they're like nodding, handing over paperwork. They're like, yeah, good, good. And they come over with some, and, it's at this point that, they come over, one guy who looks like he's in charge, nice suit, and he goes, how can I help you two, sirs?
One thing probably see is us look around. Some of us will obviously note it and then obviously look away.
Yes. Do we have any questions here? My people are getting the paperwork to prove that this is a perfectly legitimate.
Do not worry. We are more interested in your clientele than your business arrangements.
Okay. He kind of nods towards his people who are no longer scrambling as much, and they're like nodding like calm down, and they calm down like okay. Any specific clientele?
Can we at least properly enter your establishment before we do the whole trying
of course,
to hide the dirty secrets under the rug?
Shall I take you to a more private area?
I turn to you, Gavin. Do you want to go with the gentleman, or should I?
I would think that we stick together with this. I don't know what dealings you're expecting to have with him.
Yes, I'm sure we can turn our attentions to the various vagabonds later. Pretty well. Lead on.
Mm-hmm. He takes you to an area that seems to be set off privately. It seems to be one of the offices actually here in this warehouse for the warehouse. And he's like, "How can I help you, gentlemen? Which clientele are you looking into?"
Seeing as being the one who made all the noise, I won't leave this to the quiet man.
Gavin, you don't make any noise, you should continue the lead.
He stares
at you. You've forgotten the name.
You've forgotten the name, no, Mr. Cinder.
Cinder.
Yes.
He goes over to. You see a few boxes on the table. He's like, Cinder.
Transportation.
That's not gonna help me. Here we go. Here we go. List of regular contacts. Here we go. David Cinder. File here. Looks like, looks like he couldn't choose a fighter to save his life. He's gone to a few fights, likes to bet. Not a big better. Doesn't seem to bet big here.
Does he tend to socialize more, or is he really just here for the entertainment?
He seems to be here for the mix of the fighting, and just sometimes I swear it's a few of the higher people are just here to kill a little at a time. Some of them don't even stay. If the fights are going long, they don't even stay till the big fight. We tend to start earlier in the night. You know how it is.
How often is he here? A month, shall we say.
Well, so far, if my records are correct, he's placed one bet at every fight except for, I don't have the stuff for tonight, so I don't know if he's, placed a bet for tonight's fight.
I see. Where could we get that information from?
If he's bet tonight?
Yes, do you have private bookies here?
Oh, yeah, just go to the tables, ask them and say that, just say that I sent you. They understand.
Understood. Anyone he tended to bet more heavily upon, or was he just someone who took risks as he saw them?
He took risks as he saw them. Some of the time, he basically just hands over the sheet. It shows a mix of betting patterns. Like, he sometimes bet on the big one, sometimes won a little bit. He never seemed to bet a lot. Like, if you compare it to his bank records, not even close to what
is it? This is not where wandering is taking place. Sorry, that's my bet on what's going on anyway. Anyone he particularly socialized with?
I didn't see him here tonight, but he talked to various people. Then again, there's some people that talk to everyone. He kind of, there's a window, and he points to the guy who's approaching various random people. And he talks to us occasionally a few. He's talked to a few of those types of people who are able to get you things. They're able to get you things completely legal, of course. Completely legal. I would never allow anything illegal under our door.
Of course not. You're just, you're... you're a pinnacle of guild standards, I'm sure.
Of course, I want you to know that the winner of tonight's fight, if you saw all those guildies out there, he's probably going to be taken into the big leagues. Maybe make it public.
Well, good luck for him. Now, Sergeant, I don't suppose you're as much of a man for female companions?
Not here. We don't have any female companions.
No, I mean, yes, but I'm sure if, you know, you take an interest in your clients, make sure that they are...
Not really. They come here for the fights.
No, nothing.
We don't do a personal touch. We just make sure... The only personal touch is we make sure to inform the people who care when the next fight is.
Do you think that your various staff members, barkeep or whatever, would know?
Not really. Don't have a serious barkeep, just have booze for sale. It's annoying when you have to deal with those rich folks. I mean, I swear, they're only here till they go to some fancy joint later in the night. I've heard about it, but no, don't know where it is. I'm not the type to bother going there.
Would this, by any chance, be the Red Fox's roost?
Something like that. Sounds about right.
Can I gauge his reaction to that?
It sounds about right. To him, it sounds about right. He doesn't really know the name of it that way.
Okay, so that's completely honest. I don't need to make a roll on that.
No.
Judge of character of the man?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm asking him, how would you judge his character?
Decent betting records. I don't really didn't talk to him, but based off betting records, I'd say he's a man here who likes his little bit of entertainment to pass the time. Don't know why he's really here, though, because this doesn't bet enough, not like some of our people, and yet, who knows. Seemed like a decent enough fellow. Didn't seem like a person to cause trouble. Don't have any records that he was a troublemaker.
This man's body language, now that I'm, while I'm addressing him just on David, is he, like, physically relaxed now that he knows we're not here to grill him about his business?
Yes.
Okay, so he doesn't seem like he has any reservations talking about David.
Of course not. If you want to learn about that place he may go, you might want to talk to a guy of this description. He kind of gives a description for the person that of a rich person that someone may or may not be sitting by that you recognize. I believe he's one of the people who go in that area. I don't know. I don't keep track of this stuff fully. Not my business, so I don't care about it.
Probably safer that way for you and your establishment.
I don't know if it's legitimate.
I think that's it from me. Do you have any questions? Do I need to move? Gavin?
Were you open yesterday?
No. Last fight was about a few weeks ago. 2 weeks, to be exact. 2 weeks ago. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, well... If you want to enjoy any of the fighting, gambling, it's always available. If you, I don't know if you're allowed to work, enjoy yourselves on your while you're working.
Well, we may as well take a moment, don't you think, to survey the premises a little. Make sure there's nothing here that we've missed. Thorough job, of course.
And talk to a few of the bookies and such like.
Yes.
Just tell them I sent you. Everything will be fine. All the paperwork's good. If you need to look at the paperwork, I've got it right here. He taps to the desk where there's some paperwork with some, you notice, fresh ink on it.
Smile a little. I said, well, thank you for your hospitality.
Of course.
You've been most useful.
You're welcome. He nods and goes back to watching the fighting as you exit the office.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else doing anything besides... Anton, yeah. Are you actually recording this?
Yes.
Okay, just double-checking. You're getting some really good shots of the fights. They're brutal.
The other thing that I want to do is look to see if there are doctors for either one of the fighters. Since we've got someone that's been injected with something, keeping a lookout for doctors or people with medical bags around the rings.
There are two people with medical bags for each side.
Do I know either one of them? Are they?
No, you don't know them. They're not of any ill repute. Or any repute at all.
Okay, so they're not actual doctors, and they may just know a little bit of something about doctors.
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, they're not. You don't think they're real doctors. They just know how to take care of basic injuries. They have a basic bag, and you don't think anything they're doing is advanced. They seem to be just readjusting limbs and putting and taking care of bleeding, making sure one's really badly hurt. Although you do see in the next fight, someone really does get badly hurt, and they get taken out. Like, they're carried out by a couple of guys, you know, very carefully on a stretcher, and you hear a car as they disappear.
All right.
Never to be seen again.
Save it. Chef D's is the special burger.
Yeah, I just continue, you know, just being loud, obnoxious, and throwing money around. Which, by the way, make a roll here. I may have lost a resource level after this.
You do get the attention of a lot of people. You've got a lot of people who don't have as much money who are like, hey, yeah, I'll take it, yeah. You don't, but you notice that the richer people and the guildy people are staying away from you.
Okay. Well, we've got one set of people doing the high class thing, so I'm doing the low class money. So hopefully one of us got a bite. And yes, and the people that are fawning for the money, I make them, like, you know, hold up a 20 and make a guy, like, pretend like he's a dog to jump up and get it.
And or pretend to be a robot.
Do the robot. And we'll jump to the rich people. Are you guys doing anything else, or do we want to just jump till after the fights?
Go ahead.
While Anton is drawing lots and lots and lots of attention to himself, I'm going to pick any pockets that present themselves to me as being an easy pickings.
Give me a roll. And Marlo, give me a new alertness roll.
And that's a 7.
Wow, probably beat my alertness. No, I get a 7.
Okay, you notice, you actually do notice that your date for the night is, you know, she seems to be bumping into more people or getting really close to some other people who really aren't paying attention. And she's, her pockets seem to fill up just a bit. You notice that it's just like that quarter inch a little bit thicker than they were.
I will whisper in her ear, is now the time to be working, my dear?
Oh, by the way, you do, when you do look at your loot, you notice you got a few winning tickets for fights.
Awesome. I will knock it off while I'm ahead, cash in my tickets, and,
Is that the wisest idea, my dear?
No. No,
you also
cash.
Got cash.
Pardon?
You also got cash.
Yeah. I'll keep the cash and just leave the winning tickets around in various places, as though they were dropped.
Excellent. Well, there we go.
And the final fight happens. It's a long fight. It's around 10:30 when the final fight occurs, and it is a long slog. They've actually divided it into rounds, and they just beat the heck. The kneecapper keeps going for the legs on the brick. The brick just seems to take all the punishment and dishes it out a little bit. And the fight just keeps going and going. Some of the people aren't even excited anymore, except that they know it's going to be an epic ending.
Tempted to get my stun gun out and just put them both down.
We are still shutting this place down as a legal
one. That is boring.
Actually, it is brutal. Like, the crowd is going, yeah, yeah, as they as just punches and kicks. Finally,
but they're getting tired.
They're both getting tired.
I mean the crowd.
No, the crowd's loving it at times. I mean, occasionally there's the breaks, but it's every single punch is a hit that looks like it should end the fight, but they just seem to take them. And then finally at around 11, the brick finally gets a hit to his leg. It's knocked under. Kneecappers jumps on him, grabs a leg, tries to do it. Brick reverses on him and then just pounds the heck out of Kneecapper until he finally is just bloody pulp and out, knocked out. The brick.
Darn! The brick. I knew I should have played so bad.
The brick gets up, like he's limping a little, he's limping a good amount, and he's like, he puts his hands up in victory, and the crowd goes wild. Ladies and gentlemen, the brick, the champion!
Yeah.
During the time that all the fisticuffs have been taking place, could I have been trying to harangue a bookie?
Oh, yeah, you, yeah.
Did he have a bet for tonight?
No, he didn't.
Didn't think so, okay.
We'd also find out if he usually placed bets beforehand or on the night.
On the night. Everyone places bets on the night, they informed you.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay, I thought we could have actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I just thought I'd check. That's why I just double checked that.
Nope, everyone pays on the night in cash.
And quizzing the staff, could they give us any sort of indication about who the sort of people he tended to hang around with or socialize with?
Actually, he kind of just came for the fights, and he kind of like usually bought a few drinks, kept to himself. He occasionally would talk to a few of the people who were like that guy over there. Like occasionally, he'd have a conversation with them, and then they'd. But he usually didn't talk with people. He kind of just seemed to come for the fights.
I see.
Okay, the fight, things start to wind down. You, people get paid the last bit, and I don't know if you're leaving with the crowds or you're waiting, but, you notice that the most of the crowds start to leave, and the people are starting to clean up, final cleanup.
Oh, and, wait for, my gentleman friend to leave.
And he's talking to the lady, Miss Rackham, and he goes, how would you like to come with me tonight to, the Red Forest?
Sir.
Yes?
The lady is with me.
Well, why don't you
show some decor? Well?
We'd love to.
Yes. We do have a bit of business to wrap up, and,
I hope to meet you there. I'll see you at the roulette field.
Definitely. It's an engagement.
Indeed. An engagement. I look at him.
He just nods and smiles at you.
I am not a happy man, and I'm also very scary when I want to be, but I will not be scary here.
He just nods and smiles to you and like, it shall be a brighter day when I see you there.
Hmm. and mark down his face. I will get up with the other members of the party when it seems convenient and we're not around people.
Okay, you are not around people.
Okay, I will blah what we found out.
After we've left the establishment.
Sure.
It's made that abundantly
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Left the establishment. That's what I figured.
Good.
The blows are behind us as we walk away.
Well, of course. Something is burned
out.
Never
look back. You never look back as you walk away, because cool people walk away from explosion.
And it's in slow motion.
Preferably while donning a pair of sunglasses.
Well, blah!
And shouldering their black duffel bags.
Desperately trying to move the plot along.
Not gonna happen.
There's a chance!
We're capable of that.
Blah back.
We found Diddley. Okay, well, we now know where it is. Well, y'all go deck out, and I mean...
You mean I wasn't supposed to be decked out for this already?
Well, I don't deck out in my normal guild investigators. I like wearing red shirts. So. I have a dark red shirt on right now.
Is that
I thought it was dark brown, but all right.
No, it's quite all right. Some stains are hard to get out.
Yes.
So,
do you starch? Only it seems a little stiff.
Moving on. So, how do you guys want to do the same routine again, except where, you know, you, Anton, join the rest of us?
Mm. This might be the point to just go in with our badges out. I'm thinking maybe some people outside to keep to see who flees the scene when people go inside to see what's going on.
Mr. Molly, you seem like the shadowy type.
Who?
You.
A little bit. A little bit. We can do that. I can. Oh well. Hopefully.
Just saying, you know, the deception got us to the place we need to be, and this might be the time to kick in the doors.
Yeah, might be. Kicking the doors is fine with me. The problem is,
what do we expect to find?
Yeah.
Aside from gambling.
there's somebody there poisoned him, and they probably poisoned him over a woman. And they probably, you know, he was just probably a gambler who started hitting on the wrong person.
With some very odd money habits, if that's the case.
Well, I mean, gamblers win sometimes, and particularly good gamblers win a lot.
Yep. And this is money vanished.
A large chunk of the money is in. He went back down to what you would normally expect.
Right. He bought a rather elaborate emerald.
But it happened quite frequently. So are we to take it that he frequently bought very expensive gifts?
Or he could have just been up and down, up and down, up and down.
I think someone's original thought of him laundering things might not be far off the mark.
Might not be,
yes.
But
I still fall down that that is most likely at this point. Because gamblers,
this is pointless speculation. One way or the other.
Again, what are we hoping to find there? What are we hoping to achieve?
Well, it's an illegal gambling space, for one. It's an illegal gambling space because the records
are... It's illegal gambling.
No, it's not. It's falsified. Because when we went to look in at the guild stamp on the chip, it doesn't belong to a real address.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right there, it's a violation, so...
Yes.
Yeah, but, that's a violation, but I don't know...
Purpose here is mostly to solve the murder first. I think that comes before people disposing of their income.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if we go in with, kicking the doors down under this pretense, the other stuff might shake out, and we might be able to make a deal and say, well, this is what we really want. And so,
well, how big of a deal is the fact that they've been hiding their location?
Nothing. I mean, really, unless the guild actually hired us to stop it, it's nothing. But
okay.
we can use that as leverage. I mean, it is a big crime because, you know, they're...
And at the moment, Metapol is in a bit of an economic crisis. So.
Hiding income, not paying your taxes, pretty major.
Yep.
Something you did notice that we're paying all fees. They're actually paying on top of normal fees.
You're breaking up like hell.
You're horrible breakup.
Yeah. I think I may have cut out there, did I?
Yes, yes, you do.
You did notice that the guilds were getting a large cut of what the income was. They were getting their cut, and a large cut of it was. Actually, they were probably getting a really large cut.
Well, there goes nothing.
Well, even so, it's still illegal because yes. The forms weren't fed properly.
Right, but I mean, I don't know. I would. Well, do you mind if me and Rackham go in there and then, an hour later, if we don't turn up anything, well, an hour later, y'all show up and kick down the door? And
can I do the kicking?
Might as well. I mean, it's a good attack as any. This yes. time I'm going to play the low key and I'll hang around on the outside seeing who runs.
Actually, I'm not a good person because Doofus McDoofson saw me.
Mm.
So.
That wouldn't
They're
that be the reason.
They're expecting us.
Yes. So. There a gentleman waiting for the pair of you?
Well, yeah. There's probably a gentleman waiting for her, not so much me.
Yes, but if you were not to arrive, that would arouse a little bit more suspicion.
Yes, and she could merely explain that she was unhappy with my uncouth ways.
We also only have the one token. We're not sure if it's necessary to enter, but probably not, but still. I think still the original pair would be better suited than mixing it up.
Well, not mixing it up, just her going alone, but...
That would really arouse a lot of suspicion.
Well, if you say, you basically cozy up to the guy and say you were displeased with your former company. I mean, it happens. Such things happen quite often.
She could go in with Gavin, who isn't well known.
Oh, that's... yeah, she could.
I'm there in my rather ill-fitting suit, as usual.
I just want to point out one thing. This place seemed to be very Luxist. They may not let Gavin in.
That is true. Yep.
All right, well, I'll go. We'll go up this. We'll go in. We'll spend, give us an hour. And if nothing happens, then we'll have some, we'll do a scene. All right?
All right.
And so do you want us to be listening on the radio then and have the channel open or what?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah. And Mr. Levine.
Do you want to give us a code word or just yell across the company if we need to come in early?
Code word is, I would like a banana daiquiri.
Okay.
Disgusting beverage.
Hello, sir. Would you like a banana daiquiri?
No, I'm just not sure what the hell. I'm just not sure what the murder weapon is. Yeah. Some of that caused a bruise on his neck as well. It's like he got punched in the neck with a needle or something.
Not a large bruise, small. Around the area.
Yes, because of the original thought that it might have been heart attack, I assumed it might actually be something along the lines of scorpion or insect, but with the
it could simply be a prick on a ring that someone put on the back of his neck.
Yeah. That's possible.
Yeah, that would fit better. And she was.
This is a useful weapon. I mean, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. Yeah, all you would have to do is just grab the guy by the back of his neck and hold him there for a second and. Although, no, probably not a grab.
You could disguise it as swatting an insect or anything else.
It could well have been the woman herself that just was touching him on the back of his neck.
Yeah,
but we'll need to go find out.
Yes, we go. We say, password, swordfish.
No.
You go to the intercom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Push the button and you hear a voice. How may I help you?
We would like some of the Red Fox best.
Ah, right this way. The gate opens, and a man in a suit comes out and goes, "This right this way. We'll get you right in. Is this your first time here? I don't seem to recognize you."
Yes, it is.
Okay. I would like to inform you of all the normal things. We are a guild-sponsored place. We are fully legal, fully licensed. All the paperwork should be filled out. But we do have a special request, a specially filled out form that any and all devices, recording devices, due to the private nature of the club, is it's part of the original idea that we gave to them that was pitched, that no recording devices of any kind, any type of gear, will be allowed inside. Also, a removal of weapons for security reasons, of course. And he takes you to a back area through a couple of gates that aren't locked right now and into a small building. You go in, there's the main area, and he kind of says, please hand over all objects to this sir over here. And we will then do a pat-down. Apologies, milady, but we must do a pat-down.
Jesus, criminy. I've never even heard of this.
Okay, well...
That's unusual behavior.
You don't get hooked in a club.
I hand over my notebook and pencil.
There's no need. You may keep that. It is recording devices of a more technological nature. We have to remove all technological devices due to... we've had a problem with one inventor who, let's just say, it was essentially cheating. And so we've had to up security a little bit. It's apologies for any inconveniences. We also remove weapons.
I am going to go outside and give this to my man. I was not aware of this. I have a device here that allows me to communicate with him and lets him know when I am ready to be picked up. Sadly,
such a device. Thank you for being so kind as to remove that device, sir.
Well, especially as I wouldn't have been able to detect it.
Yes, but if they do a pat down, they're gonna find a radio.
Depends where you stuck it.
I didn't stick it on my wall. So they're gonna find it. And is someone else being patted down? I just want to look and see how secure their pat downs are.
Because you guys arrived when you did, people on the outside do notice someone else come in. They get buzzed in. You actually hear the intercom right on the other side where the stuff is being held by a guy. He kind of says, one moment, and another guy comes. Another guy who's in this room goes out and grabs him. And as in a few moments, he comes in, and is just, he's a regular. He hands over a regular basic Tesla gun, and he kind of puts his arms out, and he gets a pretty thorough pat down. And they literally do a very thorough pat down. It's like,
well, there are large areas any pat down misses. So, all right. I will.
The guy tends to avoid
the crotch unless they're really checking it thoroughly.
This guy kind of looks away a little bit, and he does actually get
Jesus
pretty close to the crotch.
Criminy. These guys.
That is
insane. All right. These guys are insane.
The guy looks to you. He sees your reaction, and he goes, when I said that
I'm going away now. I'll be back.
For the lady, it will be a much less thorough pat-down, but it will still be a little bit uncomfortable. We apologize. It's due to the large amount of money nature, and we
turn to the left and cough.
Yes, I know all high-class casinos are well known for their thorough pat-downs. All right.
It's a very private casino.
Yes, I all private casinos are known for this. All right, well, I'll go to the party, and yeah. I will strip my knives, and I will strip out.
That's weird. I don't have that long.
I don't have anything, so.
Yeah, that's what I figured. They let you in pretty easily.
I have three knives on me. Y'all get them all. Take care, special care of Stacy.
You're not going to just hand them over. You're just going to keep them. I love it.
Yeah, they're my knives. I don't want to lose them. And then I will take off my Under Armour and hand that over as well.
You're giving this to us, Lot, are you?
Okay, I'm just gonna pass. I'm just gonna pass 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and you get rid of everything you need to get rid of.
Well, yeah. And he also describes what the inside looks like that he's seen,
which is not much. All he saw was a stair downward through a door.
Yeah, but we know what's inside when we're coming through the gate, though.
Yep, you know where to go.
And the glass where things are handed over. It looks like thick glass.
Yeah.
Oh, security here is fucking insane. So, yeah, there's a thing. I've seen Tesla plants with less security than this place, but, let's go.
Okay, do you head back in by yourself or with the guild?
No, I head in with my, give us an hour and then just do your things.
Okay, you get in after you get through the pat down. This one avoids the crotch area.
Mm.
And he goes, okay, you're clean.
See, you could have kept a couple knives.
Yeah, I probably could have kept one or two.
And he goes, just head on down. She's already in there. Because I'm guessing you already headed in, or did you wait for him, Miss Rackham?
No, I waited for him. He's my escort.
Okay, then she's waiting there for you, and you get buzzed through the doors. And once you go down, you get down into... It goes down. You go down basically a flight of stairs, so you're under the scrapyard. And you find a very large, nice gambling area with a few separated rooms. You can see a poker room. You can see various roulette, craps, various types of gambling all around. And you see an area. And you notice that... You also notice that there's another set of stairs and plenty of ladies around who look like fun ladies, so to speak. As you enter... just give me alertness rolls and let's see what all you find out besides this fun information.
I'm looking especially for a girl with a taste in emeralds.
Emeralds. That's a 5.
That's a 7.
Okay. You notice a very nicely dressed gentleman. Okay. You notice there are two people who stand out in this crowd of very, very rich people. You see one guy who stands out because he just has that aura to him that he controls everything around him. And you see a guy that's near him who he has the guild look. Like, he's guild, but he's not dressed nicely. He doesn't look like he's a, he doesn't look like a dealer. He doesn't look like a server or one of the couple of bodyguards. You notice that security was heavy on the outside. There's practically no security on the inside. Except for, you know, a couple of pit bosses here and there for certain areas. You have all your basic gambling games, poker, blackjack.
I am going to escort the lady over to the roulette table. And then I'm going to go get drinks. And whilst I get drinks, I will be going by the ladies of the evening and see if I can see one with emeralds.
Okay. You actually spot a couple of ladies who are spotting emeralds. You spot a couple sapphires. You see lots of different colored stones, some closer to real, some closer to... You're pretty sure they're not so real. But as you're kind of eyeing all the ladies, that gentleman who seems to control the area, he comes up to you and says, "Hello, sir. Nice to meet you. I've never seen you around this club before. Name's, Vinny."
"Oh, Aldrich von Hundegar."
"Whoa, Mr. Hunt von Hundegard. It's nice to make your acquaintance."
"Okay. Completely different person, and I have been in newspapers and photographs."
"Oh, yes, and he just failed his role horribly to know this."
"God."
Yeah, he did not roll well for that. And he goes, "Well, Mr. von Hundegard, it's an honor. I've heard your name before, I think, somewhere, but..."
"I'm no one of importance."
It's so great to have someone like you in our casino. We allow pretty much anyone in, although it seems to be that the people who choose who come here tend to be a little bit people of better class. I see you've been eyeing some of the ladies. Now, I want you to inform you, this is from, I'm a personal friend of the owner of the place who runs the establishment." He points over to one guy. That's Tito Smith. He actually owns and runs the place. He works with the Entertainment Guild. "I'm merely a friend, You see, this little place is a nice little experiment of ours, a guild-sanctioned experiment. I personally am a good friend of Tito's here, and I help provide him with some workers. You see, I'm an expert in loans. Fully legal. I make sure everything here is fully legal. If there is a bit that is not legal..."
"You don't need to say fully legal anymore. Not him."
Everything is is over the table and good. If there's any detail that isn't, it will be fixed immediately."
"Yeah, not an area of my concern, to be frank with you."
"That is good.
I was directed here by a friend of mine. I was wondering if you happen to know him."
"Does the friend have a name?"
"Yes, indeed. It's Mr. Cinder."
"David?"
"Yeah."
"Ah, you must be here for the poker tables then. Yes."
"No, not so much. He just said this was a place to get some good action. And poker is a game I play, but..."
"His specialty was always poker. I mean, couldn't be. If he's talking about the private entertainers, we do offer great private entertainers and private rooms where you can watch the entertainers dance. And if anything happens after that, it's obviously outside of our control and perfectly legal by the guilds."
All right.
We offer rooms, and the entertainers are offering their services at a very good price.
The problem is, Mr. Schneider, I'm sorry, Cinder, recommended a particular lady to me, and I said it was she was his favorite. Gosh, was it Becky?
Give me an empathy roll.
Empathy. Oh, well, I don't have you. Okay. gosh. A two, but I feel this is pretty important, so I'll kick it up a notch. No. Gosh, I'm not a very empathetic guy. I'll spend two chips on X Major Turns Seamus, and it could all be lies to get knocked that up to a six.
Okay, you get the sense that he's really suspicious of you now, and he doesn't think you're the right friend. You don't know what you said to say that, but you get the sense that he doesn't think you're telling the truth at all. And he goes, right, a friend of Cinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what exactly was your relationship with Mr. Cinder?
Met at a boxing match.
Sounds about right. The poker tables are over there. You can talk to any of the girls. They'll tell you what their price is for the private entertainment, the private dances. And the rooms, of course, are available.
Mm.
Good day.
Good day.
And he just walks away. It's also at this point that you notice that one of the people are watching you.
Okay. Did he or Tito have rings? Pinky rings? Anything like that?
No, they didn't. Well, actually, you haven't seen Tito's hands as he's been kind of behind a table writing. You can tell he's writing something, but you haven't gotten a good look at his hands. Tito, you have no idea, but no, he doesn't have any rings.
Well, can I wander around, look at tables, get a couple drinks, bring one back, and see if I can't get a good advantage on Tito?
Yeah, you can. You get advantage on Tito. Tito does have a ring on his left hand, ring finger.
Okay.
A few of the servers get you drinks. What are you doing, Miss Rackham?
I'm just going to sit and watch the roulette game for a little while. Just try to get a lay of the land.
Did you sit at the roulette table where the guy was that you knew or not?
Yes.
So you sat at the one where the guy was?
Yes.
Okay, because I said I used.
I'm sorry.
It was just, did you do this or this? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's very happy. He's like, oh, your friend isn't here?
He's around somewhere.
Ah, well, this is a lovely place. Don't you agree? You have, for some people of lesser taste, you have some of the private entertainment, but you have a beautiful gambling establishment. Just feel that smell that aroma, the finest cigars, the greatest whiskeys, and the best gambling. Come on, red 28. Damn, black 13.
You lose.
Yes, but there's plenty where that came from. More blue chips. Give me 20 blue. He pans over what looks like 20 $100 bills.
Okay.
I know what to do. I have to bet it all on red. He puts the 20 blue chips on red.
Okay. I tell him, quickly, let me blow on one of those for luck.
Oh, please, he hands over one of the chips.
I take a quick look at it. Is it the same as the one we found?
Same as the one you found.
Okay. I give it a blow and then hand it back to him.
He puts it on and, lo and behold, he's the big winner. Do you seriously do that?
Hell no.
Yeah.
No, not
I do not. I do not take his head and smash it into the table. I merely
he's like me. Yeah when it does come up red he's like yes he is like yeah and kind of jumps for joy of course and he's like you are Lady Luck and he continues gambling with you handing you a couple of chips to blow on or just asking you for what to do you kind of get this sense that you see a few people occasionally go off with one of the ladies to a private room. You also see all of this, Nick. You also notice that a few of the people are talking to this. There's this one guy who goes around. He just seems to talk with people, but he doesn't look like he's connected with the establishment. You also occasionally see a few people who come up to go up to Vinny. Vinny takes them into an office. They come out with some money, and Vinny just comes out smiling and nodding. What you do notice about the one guy who's walking around talking to people is he is rather noticeable. I need to double check something memory.
So he's very obvious. He's very flamboyant.
I'm trying to remember if you guys met someone at one point or another.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think you met him. Okay. All the people on the outside, you do see a few people arrive. You do see a few people leave. some of them look happy. Some of them look less happy on leaving. But something you do notice, the people outside notice, and you guys who are in, you do see people of all class. You see mostly higher up people, but occasionally you do see like someone who's a little bit lower class, and you of the people inside notice that they're actually gamblers, not workers, but they have much less money, and they look despondent when they lose it all.
Those will be the ones that are gambling with their internal organs.
Probably. Or their lives. And you notice that when they place bets, they look over at Vinny, always looking at Vinny as they gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you guys do anything specific, or shall we have an hour go by?
I want to case the joint.
Okay. I will assist in casing the joint.
If it doesn't look like it's absurd, I'm going to examine the gate as well so I can get through it easily.
Of the people that go into that room with Vinny, I'm going to assume those are the ones that tend to check with him before they put any bets?
They're the ones who kind of look over at him, not check with mm-hmm. him. Like, he's not nodding. He'll be looking away, but they kind of look at him and make their bet. And if they lose, they look really bad, then look over at him.
And they're the ones that look a little less wealthy.
Yes, and a little more desperate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will be going to the poker table, and I will be seeing if I can't strike up a conversation about good old Cinder.
Uh-huh. Good old... Oh, Cinder. That rat. Ah.
Good.
Damn guy got me. Last week he got me good. I thought I had him, but he had me. He had me going, too. I thought he was bluffing, but he actually had it. Oh. That guy can sometimes get you.
Yeah.
He's the quiet type who sneaks up on you. Yeah, him and him always hanging out with his girl ever after gambling. It was a good night when he went over to Lilith.
But Lily.
Lilith.
Lilith. Really? Yeah. Someone named their daughter Lilith. Wow.
Jeez. Yeah,
I actually
and
know
not on a sitcom.
I actually
you know
actually
a Lilith. That yeah. Okay, yes. I also
you
know someone named
you
Satan.
You know one in real life.
I know someone named Satan. Goes well together. Beelzebub, Prince of All Lies, and Lilith. Excellent.
You're assuming that the name they give is necessarily the real name.
Well, yeah, but still, that's the word. Okay.
Lily.
I'm just remembering the line from Showgirls.
Yeah. All right. I've never seen that movie. All right. Well, do
not
you,
worth watching.
Do you know Lilith? Is she over there? Or?
She's the one over there. Normally, he kind of looks around like, huh. Emily Cinder's here by now, and usually he's the only one that's with her. This is weird.
Yeah, well, Cinder wasn't feeling too well.
That's not like Cinder. If you knew Cinder, he'd be here every night, whether he was sick or not, just to be with that girl.
He was sick as a dog. He was throwing up and just not, and he was thinking about going to the hospital.
I guess that would explain it. He wouldn't be here if he was dead or dying.
No, he wouldn't. All right, well. I lose some money, and then I go and I go see Miss Rackham as the hour nears and says, looks like the party's...
That's the guy that's with her is up, and apparently she's gotten a few chips as tip for being so lucky.
I wonder what the laws on Jessica all of a sudden.
Defense.
Oh, okay. Well, I can claim it. Anyways,
You're defending the human species.
Yes, exactly. I will whisper to Ms. Rackham, the party is about to get started. So,
get this party
and
started.
Then I will
get it started in here.
Yep, and then I will wander over to a table near Lilith and put some money down. And Mm-hmm. Just while away the hour.
Okay, the hour goes by. What you guys do see, you can pop the gate open very easily. It's mechanical, but there's emergency ways of opening it. It's not really that secure.
Now, if we're here on legal code business, we should just announce ourselves, or are we going to go straight in without caring about them?
I think, first of all, we give them the passphrase, get them to open it up for us, and then just barge in from there.
How would we know the passphrase, though?
We already heard it because we got blood. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. But if we're here as guild investigators investigating this, why would we have come across the phrase?
Because we are very good guild investigators.
Yes. It enforces the fact that guild investigators
know
everything.
How high is your deceit? I don't think I'm that high. I don't think there's enough deceit in the world to get it that high.
We're guild investigators. We know everything.
I can get us through the gate. That's not a problem. We just want to go in? How much?
That might seem a little
kicking in. Are we kicking in? Well, we're not exactly here to give everyone bunnies and kick everyone on the
back. No, we can actually we can actually go in and not make a fuss and just say that we're here in regards to a murder case and we're going to stay low key, but we'd like to look around.
Yeah, in which case we would not give either the passphrase or kick the door, and we'll just announce ourselves as the guild investigators.
We do this thing.
Is this the new
okay?
Do we make it out as if we know about the secret thing? Or
no. We're here investigating a murder.
Okay.
Do we know where this place is? Is enough of a clue.
The guy goes, guild investigators. Okay, I'll buzz you in. We'll send a guy out. I need to get the boss up here as well. One moment.
Anton, do you want to go back to looking in the shadows?
Yeah. Going to check out the back door.
What back door?
Well, there has to be a rear if there is a front.
Yes. If you know the rear of that. You could see the rear of the building that they described that they went in if you climb up another building, because there is high fences. Mm-hmm. But a guy takes you along, I don't know, and takes you to the building, which is off through a couple of fences. It takes a little bit to get there, and he goes, "Okay, the boss is inside. He's here to speak with you. Before you go in, we have some special ruling contract stuff. Okay?"
No, you've got nothing, and I walk in.
All right, so you're not.
Okay, two guys are there who look important. They're like, "Hey,
you heard the gentleman."
You'll get out of the way now, or you'll spend the night in jail. Your choice. And I don't slow down as I continue forward.
Okay. They get out of your way. You get to a door. It's locked.
Open the door.
It's locked. There is no handle.
No, I tell them, open the door.
sorry, sir. We have this right here, which says...
That's it. Call it in. Get the police here. Have everyone arrested.
I pull out a suit.
Okay. When you say that, the guy goes, okay, we'll take care of that. He picks up the phone and goes, "Hello? We've got guild investigators. Are they yours? Can you give me your badge numbers first?"
Actually, why don't you hand that to me first?
Yes, sure do. Give them the badge numbers. Okay. At least mine.
Run that. They're legit. Okay. He hands the phone over to you since you want it.
Right.
Go ahead. Can I get Blair's office?
She's busy at the moment. I can give you the second in command.
Yes, sure. Well, it's the normal batch of troublemaking investigators. Can you make sure it's known that we're on a case at insert location here?
Rusty Scrapyard, yes. just a special warning. That place has a few red lines about it. They have high connections. Just be careful.
We're well aware of this.
Okay, just try not to piss them off, please. Please.
Oh,
I don't want to have to go through the paperwork.
Yeah, he's telling the people he knows can talk to Deer personally.
Mm-hmm. He's basically telling you, please, whatever you do, don't pick them up. I don't want to have to see Deer after talking to the people who run there. The connections, man.
I'm sure Deer will give a full authority on the matter. Thank you for your time.
He hangs up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hang up first.
Okay, guys. So, will you at least move recording
devices? Open the door.
We have a strict policy on
reporting. I don't care what your policies are. You have no jurisdiction here. Open the door.
What do you mean we have no jurisdiction here?
That's right. See these badge? That's a free ride, buddy. Open the door.
Slap him with it. Slap him with it a couple times to get the point across.
Yep, so I'm using intimidation here with the fact that with all the things that have happened in Metapol, we are the damn secret police.
That is the chica.
This guy's going to be resisting you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did they recognize me by any chance?
But do you want to make yourself known?
Yep, so, all right, here. Well, here's the basic roll first. Oh, I'll be chipping that.
I need to pick up the intimidation skill.
There we go. So that gives me a 6 right now, and I've got aspects to throw in.
Oh, wow. Okay. So far, that guy, the important guy who matters, the other guy doesn't matter. The one person who really matters about this, you're one above him. You'll take out his one box.
All right. Well, then I'll blow the aspect to take out. Well, the NPCs don't get numbered boxes. You just blow out their tracks. So I will take. I will tap the aspect. I can end your career with a swipe of the pen to fill out 2 more of his boxes.
He basically goes. The guy who looks really important goes. Okay, I'll let you in, but I just have one request. Can you be respectful?
I will pull my collar off and says, "Yep, we can handle that."
Thank you.
Could have started that way if you had just done what we asked.
I'm sorry, but we have our guests prefer privacy. He opens the door. He says, open the door to the guy behind the glass, and it gets buzzed open.
Well, gentlemen, shall we go be the picture of decorum?
Oh, God.
Mingle, gentlemen, mingle.
Please, no.
We could just go in as usual. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've always been nice. I don't know about you guys.
Do we now fumble various large weapons menacingly?
No. We can keep it low-key as we come in. And,
question. Do you guys have any weapons at all out?
Yeah.
Not out.
Visible.
No.
Well, you have your sword. You got your sword?
I always have my sword.
And I always have my rifle.
Hey, you do stay. You realize with your sword, the guy does mention if you want us blended, you might want to remove the sword. We have a strict weapons policy, and with the sword, it will look a little weird.
I look around the group to make sure they're not looking at me as if they were you idiot.
I will say to you that as I light a cigarette, yeah, you probably do want to keep this a little low key.
Right now,
it'll be kept in the securest of places. I guarantee that.
Long as I still have access to it.
Will at a moment's notice.
Yep. Do they have like a check-in area?
This is the check-in area.
This is the check-in area. Okay. Well, I'm going to question this guy. If you guys want to, I'm basically just going to ask about the target of our investigation. When was the last time you saw him? Who was he in the accompaniment of, etc. I'm going to keep it nice and quiet so that other people can't hear, but I'm going to grill this guy.
Tito, the guy who was actually quiet, and when you did that whole intimidation thing, you basically felt that he was, whereas the other guy was strong, that guy was like, oh God, I don't want to lose this. This is a good thing going. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm the actual owner and I keep the records. Come with me and I can show you them on Cinder. Mm-hmm. And he takes you to,
One of you guys should come with me just in case. How about you, nice burly Australian guy?
Why not? He rolls up his sleeves.
Yes, and you other two can, if there are other avenues that you want to do. Other three, sorry. Come with if you want, or if you want to poke around otherwise.
I'll come with you.
All right, let us follow Tito.
Tito.
Do I see Tito come in?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I will go over there and... Is Ethan with them?
They walk in later, so no, you don't see him immediately with them.
Okay, Ethan and John are upstairs
still. They'll come in a little bit.
Okay, I will tell them, well, we also want to see Lilith.
Tito says, that can be easily arranged.
Where's the other guy? Where's the strong guy? See?
He's still upstairs, taking care of the sword, making sure it gets in a proper way. Will you agree to mind if the guard, like, he points to a guy, is like, he'll have the sword, he'll carry the sword for you, as it's not uncommon for a few people, few special people, to occasionally have the sword. By the way, what is your name? Yes, so I can put it on, so I can make sure the sword is marked.
Von Hundegard.
First name?
Alderic von Hundegard.
Aldrich von... Okay, this is taken care of. I've got to go take care of other business.
Oh, I also need to relinquish my Tesla rifle.
Busted!
Oh, I haven't relinquished my laser rifle, which I managed to hide because it's in two parts inside my coat.
Yeah, well, I have to relinquish
Luckily
my
for you, you
Tesla.
Don't need a pat... They're just happy as long as it's not visible. Because technically you guys have power. They don't
lots
like it.
Lots and lots of power.
We just know that actually
arrest. Okay, do you go in the office with them too?
Me? No. I go over to Lilith. I flash my badge and I say, "Miss Lilith, how are you doing today, ma'am?"
I'm fine. Waiting for someone.
Sadly, we're gonna have to have a conversation, Miss Lilith.
What is this about? Everything I do
is
completely legal.
It's about police investigation, miss.
Let's go to my private room.
Indeed. Yes. Let us see Tito first, and then I will be picking up another party member. So I have someone with guns. Or weapons.
As you're heading in that direction, she says, "I'm in this room and will be going there by herself unless you want
no,
her."
No, miss. I'm afraid
okay,
you're
so
gonna...
you're dragging her with you. You actually get stopped by Vinny, and Vinny goes,
I flash my badge. Guild investigator, sir.
Okay, so you're with them. Got it.
Yes. Vinny, we're going to need to be speaking with you as well.
Okay, I don't mind.
Good. I am glad that we are a big, happy family.
Yes, I really love it when people lie to me and interrupt my business.
Yes, I can see how you would enjoy that. Being a fair of gambling, you obviously have high moral standards.
Yes, I do. Everything is always above board. I never do a single thing that's illegal.
No, illegal, no. Immoral, yes, but that's a horse of a different color.
I give them choices.
Yes, I didn't say that you didn't. I just said what you did was immoral. So, let us,
Yes. Continue. Okay, Tito shows you, the records. They have very good records of who buys when. He basically shows you various days. Give me investigation rolls to see what you find.
Okay. That's in particular, I'm also wanting to look to see where he has those spikes in his account, if they show up to coincide with anything here as well. But here comes my investigation roll.
Who else? Anyone who's looking at it?
And I have a specialty for data information analysis. If that
Oh, this is going to be good for you then, because then you'll notice something very important.
Seven?
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, you actually recognize... here's what you find. What you find is you find everything is exactly matched in, out. They have, like, there's little handwritten notes that that say, like, playing poker, that type of thing. Like, he has handwritten notes. The thing is, it's all day by day, so you're checking dates, you know, basically remembering the dates and checking with it. And you see that generally he loses. He plays a little roulette. He plays a little. There's also notes that he pays for private entertainment, always with one girl, Lilith. Every night he always does it, always pays for the entertainment every single night. Something you also notice, since it's not broken down by person, it's just broken down by something. You do see a name that was you do see a name that pops out to you, one Dennis Black. He was there he was here last night, although he wasn't, he only seemed to occasionally come here, not that often, but he was here last night. That's a name that you think you recognize. I'm hoping you may recognize. There's that name you recognize, and, that's, about what you find. Dennis Black, he, based off his gambling, it was pretty much standard gambling. Like, occasionally he'd come in, bet a little bit, lose, gain. That's how it is.
Okay. I blah everyone that came along with me on this, especially the Mr. Black. Is Mr. Black here tonight? I asked.
He checks it and's like, Let me check my records. He kind of goes, push the button for intercom. He's like, hey, any records on Tito? Or not Tito. On, Dennis Black? And the guy goes, yeah, he's here tonight. Yeah, he's playing craps. I didn't think you went with Tito, did you? Oh, by the way, in the records, there's no records for tonight. Not yet. Not with him. And they're like, yeah, he's playing, I believe he's playing craps right now. And the guy and Tito looks at him and goes, yeah, Black's here playing craps.
Okay. I have Tito just, point him out to me as I don't believe I've seen him before.
Oh, no. No one in the group has seen him. He's like, I believe, he's that, yeah.
Don't point. Just nod.
he does not point. He goes, I believe he's that guy over there. He kind of nods towards the one in the black suit.
Mm-hmm.
With the red vest.
All right. Do I see Marlo anywhere on the floor?
I'm coming towards you right now.
Yes, you do. He's coming towards you right now.
Ah, very good.
With two people.
Marlo, a moment of your time, please. And I blah yes. you.
Oh, okay. Well, here is Lilith. What is Lilith your real name, just by the way?
No.
Oh, well, we're going to have to talk later. I'm going to go retrieve my stuff so y'all can, and then I'm going to go grab Rackham and I'll grab Black, okay?
Oh, not to worry, I happen to have brought your knives with me.
Holy crap!
There he is. Please tell me you don't pass those around in the open.
No, I just say that quietly.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go over here to the side and you pass me knives and I strap a couple back on.
Mm-hmm.
Feels so good to have these back on. Feel alive again. All
right. I've already told you about seeking a psychiatrist, so I will save my breath this time.
Yes, well... they'll make it without him.
We need to collect Mr. Black there as well.
Yes.
Quietly.
Yes.
I can, Vinny says, I can take care of that.
Or I could.
Okay, you can take care of it.
No. We can let Vinny do it and just have some backup.
I will bow to your superior.
Would you be the reason why there was a bit of a commotion around my name, by the way, Mr. Marlo?
We'll discuss it later.
I like how he doesn't deny it.
I deflect the question. I took the Gavin school of deflecting the question.
No, you didn't. You just openly bloody admitted it.
No, I said talk about it later.
He goes over and just kind of whispers something in his ear. Mr. Black kind of looks a little confused and like just nods. And he finishes his bet, roll of the dice. He doesn't look too happy based off the dice. You hear snake eyes! And Mr. Black gets up and heads over to Vinny's office.
Are any of the people that we're about to question wearing large rings?
Yep.
That you're about to question? No. He does have
he said Tito was.
Oh, yeah, Tito. Yeah, Tito does have a ring on his left hand. Not super large, but a nice-sized one. Dennis Black has a... Do the guilds have rings?
They can. It's up to you.
Yeah.
A lot of them have some sort of...
He has a ring that's marking his rank as... That marks
the lady?
Him as transfer. No, she wears no ring.
Any jewelry at all?
A couple of earrings and a cheap necklace. Not as good as the one that Marlo's carry. Yeah. Or I should say, Sharon's wearing.
Yeah, Rackham is wearing.
Yeah.
Rackham, I will... While that is happening, I will go and get Miss Rackham, and also, with profuse apologies, I must take that back to Ness.
Also, asked, is it Tito or Vito? What is his
Tito.
Name?
Tito.
Ask Tito that we'll require a few offices, and this will, so that we can ask our questions without drawing any inconvenience to his floor here.
Oh, he's saying, oh, that's fine. We've got plenty of room down here. We made sure it was big enough that we could expand if we got enough people.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. That's an interesting ring you have, Tito.
Ah, yes, my wedding ring. My wife chose it out for me. I always loved it. I thought it was a little extravagant, but, for one of me.
I scratch my chin and I look at it and say, I'm in the market myself. May I?
Oh, sure.
Just give it the once over to see if there's anything odd about it.
No, it's not.
Okay. Nice piece of work that.
Other than the nice inscription.
Yeah. What is the inscription?
Together forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maker's mark? Same?
Different.
Different. Okay. Good enough.
Okay. And Tito says, if you have any questions for me, I'll be in this office. I got to take care of some documentation.
Who says that?
Tito.
I'm afraid going to need you, Mr. Tito.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Do you mind if I take this book with me, this ledger? I'm almost finished with it. Please? May I? Please?
Shrug. Why not?
Thank you.
Hey, if it's got it on him, there's less likelihood that someone will go and dispose of it.
Does anyone want to go to Vinny's place and search his?
I can do it.
Wait, going to his what?
The place where he was going to and handing caches.
Oh, yeah. Where David is. Dennis Black. Sorry, wrong name.
Okay, so Dennis Black is in that office.
The corpse is walking around and gambling.
Yeah, sorry.
Zombie Dennis. Apocalypse. Time to break out the flamethrowers.
Give me a break.
Good job, Gavin.
Because he's so quiet.
Alright, so, how do we want to break up the talking to people?
Vinny steps out of his office after he's in there, and he comes over to you and says, he's in there for you.
Why don't we do the, as a group first, just ask them what they know about our corpse, and then,
Well, do we want to reveal it's a corpse to Lilith? Yeah,
I think so. I think we need to do it so that we can see what all the reactions are.
Lilith then might break. She seemed to be pining over him. That type of person might break if you...
Right, but I would also like to see who notices her breaking, or who seems to be concerned about it as well.
Well, they're in separate offices right now.
Right, so we get them all in one and drop that news first, and then we interview the ones that seem to have the most severe reactions.
Well, how about I go and question Lilith a bit about Black and see if she knows anything about him, and if not, and then we put them together, and then we break Lilith
all into her notes.
Wow, you people are so nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good people. Never claimed otherwise.
Did you guys ever do, alertness rolls for the scene?
Nope. Not for the scene, anyway.
Okay, give me alertness rolls for this scene.
I did. I got 7.
Okay, then,
neutral.
Let's see.
Got a plus 1.
Got a plus 2.
Ooh.
I have 5.
6.
Clearly my goggles are on. At some point I'm gonna have to upgrade them so that they actually give me a bonus.
Okay, what did everyone get? Let's see. Okay, Jameis.
How much more time you got, Nick?
I no longer work night shift.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so those are the people who noticed. Essentially, you notice what you noticed, Jameis, is you get what I mean by that one, right?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I can. Essentially, you know, what you notice is that there's, you see the normal, like you see some people who are just leaving probably normally, but you do see a guy who stands out, who doesn't look like one of the gamblers and doesn't look like one of the people who kind of looks at you as he leaves. That's what
attack dog time, Gavin. Attack dog. You know you have bishop in you. Channel your inner bishop. Chase him down like a dog he is.
And then electrocute his car, causing it to explode.
Yes.
And then become a serial Flander. And then, never mind. We're getting this.
Okay.
If I notice that guy leaving, I will.
I'll look over at Marlowe to point out to him, but I noticed that he already noticed.
And I will be walking over to him, or walking his direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He doesn't pick up his pace or slow down. He's just kind of walking.
Yeah. Say,
you get to him, and he kind of, I'm guessing you kind of cut him off a little bit.
Yeah. And say, hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you, sir.
Yes.
Kind of looks at his watch. I actually have some business I need to take care of.
Oh, well, I can walk you out. I have no problems with that. I noticed that you were eyeballing me a little slightly odd. Wondering what that was all about.
Well, I've never seen Vinny act like that before. It's just so uncharacteristic of him. I mean, I have a deal with him. Well, I don't have a deal with them. They just don't look the other way. You know what it is. They keep themselves clean, of course.
Yes, of course, of course. I mean, you know.
You're at the stairs.
Nudge, nudge, say no more.
You're going up the stairs.
Yes. And Vinny has a Vinny has some markers that he hasn't quite been able to cover. So,
Vinny hasn't covered. Man, that's if you tell him what big, it is, he'll cover his. He'll cover his beer in second.
They were big markers. They were the type of markers that built this place.
He looks confused. Marker, I don't know what you mean. Vinny isn't a violent guy.
No, he's not. What do you think I'm talking about here? I'm saying that Vinny owes my friends some money.
You're joking, right?
No. How do you think this place is built?
People owing Vinny money?
People owe people money, and you go back up enough change, and you get to one man. That man be Ethan Thane.
The man who has no money and can't even afford to give hobos money.
Yes.
I don't think so. I know who that guy is, but no. No.
You know who Ethan Thane is?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, how do you know Mr. Thane?
Well, you see, my business, he stops for a moment, gets a couple, items, a stun gun and a sword from the, people. A basic sword, pretty much. He points to the sword. It's a ceremonial thing. It impresses some of the people I work with. He kind of starts heading out, through the gates.
Let's stop here and chat a while.
Are you sure? I really, you see, my business is, I'm a good person who connects people. I can get things people want. If you want something, I can get it. You know, that's the type of person I am.
Is your name Daniel Bishop? Kill him.
Yep. Back to the throat. No. All right. So, and you know Mr. Thane.
I've heard of him. I've heard of him before, through a couple of friend of friend type thing. Like, I've heard about him. He's, some big shot.
Yes. Yes, he is quite the big shot. Big enough to make a man like Vinny step twice. So what business did you have with Vinny?
Basically, I take care of the needs that the customers here that he can't provide. If they have a need that he can't provide, we have a deal that he looks the other way as I provide it. It's just the way of things.
Go on.
Well, you see, it's just the way it is. I mean, I can't say too much more. I don't know you well enough. We're going to jump to one of the other interrogations now. Who's interrogating who now?
I don't think I'm interrogating anyone, actually.
Someone feel free. I've taken scenes. Someone who's not had scenes, take a scene.
What's going on at the roulette table now? Are people just still playing?
I had definitely grabbed you and filled you in. I had stated that. So
yeah. The guy's sad to see you leave, bud, and head over to the other people, but he's still betting and gambling, and actually he's gonna call it a night and hope that and ask if you'll come with him, and I'm guessing you say no.
Yeah, I'll say no. I'll tell him maybe another time.
He said, well, you'll know where to find me. Anyways. Yes.
Okay.
And he heads off to go cash in his large winnings.
After I palm a handful of them.
He still came off way over top.
Yeah.
Lucky. Did he luck? Okay. You're, by the way, while you're talking with the guy, Nick Marlowe, guy walks by and says, you've got a lucky lady with you, and then walks.
Ah, yes. Excellent. Just the distraction I was looking for.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm not going to, stab him and wait till, as he's walking back, stab him in the back of the neck and then steal all his cash. That'd be uncouth.
He leaves. And the, okay. Apparently, the rest of the group is standing outside the rooms waiting for someone to decide to take over and investigate. One of the three people who has established themselves in room, Tito, Vinny, and David Dennis Black.
And Lilla.
And Lilla, yeah. Four people, sorry. I forget about the least important person.
Well, I can always take Lilith.
Okay.
Since no one else is doing anything.
The Aussie steps into the room with Lilith, and Lilith is kind of like, what's going on?
Well, lots of things are going on, miss. I'm just here to hear, how was, what's his face? Kind of rubs his chin a bit. Cinders, I think, was his name.
Cinder? Yeah, David? Yeah, what about David?
How often does... Well, I'm asking the questions here first. I'll answer your questions after I'm done, to be courteous. He comes here often, doesn't he?
Every night.
And you know him very well?
He hires me for entertainment, and sometimes I dance, sometimes we just talk. He's a really, really sweet guy.
Mm. Sounds like he likes you a lot.
You have no idea.
Mm.
It was...
Tell me, how has he been acting indifferent, you know,
recently? Well, he was acting normal every night, except for last night. Last night he was acting strange.
Last night was strange how?
Well, normally he immediately goes back with me to the room. He paid for the time, but when we were about to go back, he saw something, then he just had this look, wasn't looking at me. I have no idea what he was looking at, but he just said something about, I'll have enough money to take you away from here forever. I didn't know what it meant, but then he just walked off. And I haven't seen him since. Is he all right?
No, he fell into some trouble, but...
Is he alive? Last night,
where in the room did he stop and see something?
Oh, God. He's dead, isn't he? He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead. And what else am I supposed to do?
She starts breaking into tears.
But if you can help me, I can help you get back at this guy.
I don't know where he was looking. He just looked and left. It was somewhere across the room.
Where was he standing?
Somewhere across the room? He was standing near the stairs that go down to the private rooms. I think he was looking at the exit. I don't know if it was the exit or another area, but he just was somewhere and then he left. Oh, God. Cannot do a crying person. I apologize.
It is fine. So anything else you can think about? Anything at all? Try to concentrate.
Give me a rapport roll.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have that.
No?
I have presence, but no rapport.
Give me a presence roll. Give me a presence roll. Let's see if you can just use your calming presence to get her to remember.
Yeah, I got two.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Well, I saw him leave with that one guy, that slimy. I saw him looking over, and there were two men leaving. One guy and that slimy guy who was always here selling everything.
Slimy guy.
Yeah, he leaves with very. He gets things for people. Oh God.
It's all right. Hopefully what you told me will help us.
Jumping to Marlo, the guy is basically saying, well, look, I've got to go. I've got to go meet
someone. Hey, buddy. What do you know about mushrooms?
What? He just kind of stops and looks at you like, where did... What?
Your person
just continues walking. It's like,
no,
he stops
sir.
And says, like,
Guild investigator. Got some questions for you, man.
Guild investigate? What the hell is this about?
You're a man who can find things for people, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you found a certain mushroom for someone. Perhaps a poisoner.
Hey. No. I don't deal in that business. No way, no how.
You don't?
No, not poison. Hell no. Hell no. I wouldn't touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole. That stuff's bad. Bad business. Gets people like you on me.
Touch so that. Who does?
Well, this other guy named Finn. I know him. He's Finn. He's a person who works the fights usually. He works them more often than I do. Yeah, you want to go find Finn. Last I knew, he was working out of another place. He was staying. I think it was staying at an apartment. He gives you an address.
Yeah, that's appreciative information. But I'm afraid my colleague's going to have to speak with you about it.
Come on, man.
I'm not good. I'm afraid I'm not a people person. And there are other people who are.
Come on, man. If I don't do this, I could lose my business, man. Please. I'm got to get my best customers.
You seem to be a good people person. You seem to like you're going to be able to make it up to them.
You don't understand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I could acquire something that will change me. That will change everything.
What could you acquire?
Well, let's just say I was... it's something experimental, okay?
He's dealing with the French. Get him.
What kind of experimental thing are you dealing with, my friend? You want me to let you walk on what could be murder.
Wait, what? Murder?
Yes. But my colleagues, on the other hand, they're more forgiving than I am, more knowledgeable. They'll talk with you 5 minutes. You'll be gone.
Okay. Right. Okay. Five minutes.
Come on.
Okay, let's go. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, you'll make time. All right. I take them down. I put them in a room. I get one of the talky people who have empathy.
Yeah.
100 guards.
First of all, I'm blind.
I would. Actually, sorry, you finished with Lilith?
Yeah, I came out and blot everybody when I was finished.
Do you think you could shadow her for me? Watch her next actions very closely.
She's staying in the room, crying. You haven't released her.
Mm. Yeah, well, Joel,
no guarantee that she won't slip out.
Well, Gavin here. Equalize Gavin. He's on the case.
So what do you want me to sweat from this man?
Here's the information I got. Just double check it, make sure he was telling me the truth. And then if he was, then please be quick about it and let him go on his merry way.
All right. Okay.
Okay, let's do this scene. Okay. You walk in, you see a guy who's kind of, you know, rubbing his hands on the table. You kind of just like, you get the sense that he's kind of a little nervous.
I take you to my associate has briefly asked you a few questions.
Yeah, what's this? Can we make this quick? I really got to get going.
All right. Any connection with David Cinder?
Who?
Check that one on empathy. Do you want me to just give one big empathy roll for the scene?
Yes, just give me one big empathy roll for this.
If I'm there, can I assist in empathy?
No. You don't need to.
You don't assist in empathy.
Besides, that's a 6 on a neutral, and now I will boost that up with... Shall we go with tired of all this or kind and careful? I think tired of all this, so I'll spend a fate point on that to bump that up to an 8.
You're tired of having your name abused.
Okay, he does not recognize the name at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, who?
Very well. What is your knowledge on this establishment concerning... Sorry, this is Mr. Black, isn't it?
No, this is not Mr. Black.
This
is... You never got his name.
The weaselly guy who spit out of the room. His name is unimportant.
Yes. What have you ever been asked to procure a insert common name of mushroom?
I've heard of it before. Isn't that one of those mushrooms on the outside?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
Ever had to acquire some of it?
Hmm?
Ever had to acquire it?
I've seen it before. I've acquired some of it for myself to check it out, but I had someone test it. Told me that it was not the type you use for you'd give to people because it kills them.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago.
Are we talking months, years?
Months? Years? Maybe
it was
some scientist who I've been able to talk to beneath the board. I didn't give him much. You suspect that the name he's giving you is a reputable scientist who does do things like this, who will test stuff for people.
Fair enough. Molo, can I have a relist of your questions here? Because you
apparently... Okay, hey guy. Did you get a poisoner? For Black? Do you know Black?
Yes.
Did you get a poisoner for Black?
No.
Did you put Black in touch with a guy who can get him a poisoner?
No. I did not put him in touch with a person who can get him a poison.
Did you put him in touch with a guy who... I get this Weasley dirtbag to see if he can, you know... Basically, he put him in touch with Finn, did he?
No.
Okay.
He did not put him in touch with Finn. He would never. That would hurt business.
Go away.
And before he... because this is me repeating the questions. And at the end of it, what's the story behind Lilith?
Who? That one gal? I don't know. I guess, there's some guy who always hangs out with her, who loves her, I guess.
I heard there were 2 involved.
2? Really? Huh. Sucks to be that guy, then.
Hmm. I understand you're a busy gentleman.
Well, I guess it's fortunate for her that one of them died.
Is there anyone in the room with Lilith?
No, she's alone crying.
I'm gonna go and sit in the room with her.
Okay.
Pet her hand, be sympathetic, blah, blah.
So do you let the Weasley guy go?
I will give the weaselly guy $100, direct him into the room with Lilith, see if she recognizes him, get him to give Lilith a description of Finn to see if that's the guy that Black left with, and then
let him. Oh, no, she goes, that's the guy, when he walks in, that's the guy Black left with.
Hey, Black, hey, what'd you do with Black last night, jerk?
He kind of looks at you and goes, that's a private.
How about this? How about I'm at the end of my patience?
Ask Black. Hey, ask
and Black. Bad things start happening when I'm at the end of my patience.
Look, how about look, that? Black is...
And we can't let you go until we have the facts. So yep. While we go question Black, you get to sit in a room not going anywhere and missing that very important.
I'll tell you everything,
point.
Please. I'll tell you everything about Black.
Yep.
Okay, just don't... You
start
didn't
hear talking.
Okay, you see, I provide for exotic tastes that are but questionable. And there's a little place I have outside of town that is in the forest that people can enjoy those unique tastes. And he's one of the people out that can go out there.
You are a bad man.
Hey, it's not that bad. Can I go now, please? Please?
No. Name, address, etc., etc. We're going to need to follow through on this.
Okay, name, Gilroy. Address, he laughs at you and be like, there is no address. It's out in the middle of the forest, outside the
Yours,
city.
Yours, your abodes.
Oh, he gives you an address.
And does he seem to be truthful while he's giving these?
Oh, he's giving you the address. He's being truthful about who he is.
Yeah, he's just going to run as soon as we let him go. Right?
Like a rabbit.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry for you. Don't like drugs. Don't like people who push drugs.
Hey, I don't push drugs. I don't do drugs, man. I just take care of the unique tastes.
Unique tastes like what? Be more descriptive.
I'd have to show you.
No, you can describe it to me. Or you'll sit there the whole night. And then you'll go to jail.
Oh, of course, we could just take him to the police right now and let them work him out.
No, please, please. Okay. Well, you see, I met a guy who knows a little bit about the French method. And, well, you know how people have weird tastes? Yeah, that type of thing.
Congratulations. You are going to jail. Way to go.
No.
Do not pass go. Do not collect 200. All right.
Can I at least can I at least ask one thing?
Yeah.
How close are you to him?
Reasonably so. Okay. I've been pissed off, so I'm pretty close.
Okay. He just says, I just have one thing to say. You notice he reaches into a pocket and then he goes to punch.
Oh, okay. Knife comes out.
Okay. He's going to try and punch you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Does he have a ring on, by any chance?
Oh, he does now.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to stab. Stabby, stab, stab.
Stab in the face.
So is this slime ball or is this Dennis?
This is slime ball.
Okay.
Do I have my Tesla rifle?
Sure.
Did you hand it over?
No.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you have. No, because I didn't want anything obvious.
Yep.
I probably have it near you. Okay, he tries to punch you. I don't think he's going to succeed against you.
All right, so actually, he has a pretty good chance because of the way combat system works now. It is my reflex,
Wait, did Bert change combat again?
Well, no, he changed it a while back ago, man.
If you're using a knife to defend yourself, then you'll be using weapons instead.
Nope, fate. Not anymore. You have, we can either run old school or Bert's way. And Bert's way is basically athletics halved is my defense.
Really?
Get your default defense.
So that's your default.
Yes. You have other things you use instead. You're using a knife, therefore you use weapons.
Right. Well, no. It's unless I declare dodge for my action, then I would use full athletics. But if I want to attack...
Wait, I thought Bert was doing it... Oh, I thought Bert did it that... I thought old school... I thought it
well,
was...
Well, Bert is in call. We could just ask Bert.
No, I'm sitting right here.
I thought we did it that you did the attack versus the other person, and if you whatever you get over them.
That's old school.
I thought that's how we still did it. I thought we went back to old school.
Well, that is... Okay, the way it works is if he's trying to hit Nick's character, okay? And Nick's character doesn't try to defend, all right? Nick has a basic defense based on half his athletics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if Nick is actually going to engage him with his knife, then it is Nick's role versus his role. And okay. then whoever, and that's how that works.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So it's up to Nick what he's doing. If Nick is actually engaging him with his knife, then Nick's making a fighting role.
Yes, and then, I will be engaging him.
Yep.
And yeah, I think you're going to win.
This will be Stacy that I'm using, not my, however, not Eddie, my special knife. So
is it an enormous knife by any chance?
No, it's my, Eddie is my, Bowie knife. So.
Oh.
Isn't Stacy the stiletto?
Yep.
Oop, I'm good.
Yeah, I have the stiletto attached to my arm, so I just flick my wrist and the stiletto comes out and.
Okay. Your nose. Hurry up and finish it so that we can end this.
Stab him in the face!
That's a 7.
We now know who did it. Knife.
He's going to take a consequence.
Alright, then I will just go ahead and end his Ute, and I'll pack in, this isn't a chess match, this is war, I deal in a dirty business, and I fight because this is the only way I know how to live.
Okay, describe how you take him out with space.
He comes at me with his, he tries to punch me with his hand with the ring, and then when I nimbly dodge back for a second, and when he's going on the return blow, my Stacy goes right through his hand and pins his hand to the wall, and he is pinned
screaming
to the wall.
In pain. Yep. Screaming in pain.
Yep. I bet that hurt.
He's just screaming.
Mm-hmm. I'll withdraw the knife, and I'll take off the ring first, and then I'll withdraw the knife.
I think you took off the finger.
Oh, okay. Right. Things happen. I look at the ring. Does it have the poison?
It looks like it could have poison.
Yep. Okay. Hey, guy, why'd you kill her?
Kill him, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That nosy bastard wasn't invited out there. I tried to bribe him. My head. But he said he wasn't going to take that money. He wanted the other guy's money. I wasn't offering enough. Then he asked for... he's holding his hand, screaming, of course. Then he asked, he said I wasn't offering enough money, so I just figured I'd keep him quiet. Oh, why the hell did you do that?
Because you tried to kill me.
Just a love tap.
And it would have killed me.
No, normally just a little.
Yeah, it would kill me a little. Thank you. I will call in the Cheka, and we will grab him.
And he's never seen again.
Well, no. He will be put on trial. He confessed. Yep. And then I'm going to give over the emerald to Lilith and tell her
something he never does is he never admits the location of the place.
Well, we have black.
Felt a cure.
Yes. We have black. Yes. I will beat it out of black if I have to.
Black immediately turns it over, saying, I was outside the jurisdiction.
Do I look like I care?
You're going to beat it out of him anyway.
You do abominations to things. That's just wrong.
Hey, it was humans with fur that looked like a cross between an animal and a human. What could I say?
I beat him until I can't even see his face then. No, yeah, he's
there may be a news report ran in the latest edition of Metapol's Finest and Steamy Pit of Debauchery as my videos.
I'm guessing you go to the scene and find the things.
Yeah.
French experiments.
They're disgusting and they need to seek help. And then, well, I pissed off Vinny forever, so there we go. I'll let him know what happened. Let him know why I did it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
He just nods. And do you tell him about the problem he has with the in his perfectly safe yield running business?
Yeah. Oh, I'll explain to him everything that happened and tell him.
Do you tell him about the fact that there is no location for here?
Yeah.
And he goes, "Well, damn it, I'll fix that."
Good for
I
you.
Don't like it.
Also, the guy who
I'll make sure he gets a citation
day,
for that.
He might disappear.
Not Rusty. He does a good job for us.
Yeah, Rusty's annoying. All right, there we go. Wrap up. Done.
Right.
My, someone's impatient.
Well,
yeah, we're done. With time. Yeah. It's 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I'm surprised this actually went that long. I figured you guys would have figured this could have gone horribly
wrong. Well, I think a lot of us figured that it was probably, chances are it could have easily been a ring. We just needed to confirm it, and we didn't know why until
that was what was funny, is I made it straightforward, and it was, you guys added all the complexity to it.
Yep, yep. You don't often have to stretch things too far to make your 4 hours, Marcus. The players do that well enough for you.
Yeah, well, particularly when I'm in game, because I like to screw around some. So.
I love... originally I had it planned that the guy was going to get away and you were going to interrogate Black, who would hold out until you basically said, we're going to get you with murder. Then he would be like, oh no, I didn't do anything. I was here during that time that you're talking about. And that's when you discovered the den of debauchery and meet Gilroy potentially.
There we go. Well,
yes. There we go. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Metapole's first furries.
No, that would still go to the Greeks.
I don't want to know. I don't care. There we go. So
XP.
Yep.
How much XP, Bert?
It's up to you. I usually don't give any more than the way I usually do it is 3. Is when you come to an end of a session arc, like a story arc, which you did, so you could give 3. 2 is usually if you made significant progress, and 1 is for showing up. So anywhere from 1 to 3.
3 sounds good. No, right. 1, because I don't want you to get more XP than I do. No, I'm joking. 3.
Three is usual for a one shot. If it actually gets completed, if you finish it but you don't actually solve it, then a 2. You know. Mm.
And if we just screw around for 4 hours, then...
A 1. For showing up. A 1 for wasting 4 hours. That's...
Any comments? Comments about good, bad, ugly?
I will apologize for myself. I have not been feeling well this week, so I was not as engaged as I could be. So I apologize to you, Marcus.
It's all right.
I'd say it's very fun to do a straight-up one-shot sort of, here's a clear crime. Let's just solve it. Rather than big overarching political stuff. Nice to do that once in a while.
Yeah, it was a nice bait and switch several times. Very good. Red herrings. There were several of them. Little bit too much delays at times. It's a thing where you have to keep in mind that you're behind the GM screen rather than a member of the players. And
yeah.
You know, part of that is trying to get us back onto case. But no, I rather liked the mystery overall. I thought it was a very good job you did. You threw up a nice couple of, several red herrings, and we tore down those paths as far as we could go. Well constructed. Congratulations. Good job. Real good job.
Too bad I don't get... Does Bishop get 1 for doing anything? No.
No.
He didn't do anything.
But Bishop was. He got to be
on... No.
I know, I'm joking. And now Vinny and Rusty.
Hey, Marcus, you don't have to answer to Bert at the moment. You're the GM right now.
You can give yourself as much experience as you want to.
No, actually, he can't.
I give GM Marcus 500 million XP.
Yeah, you can have 10,000 GM points.
Yay! Hey, Bert, could you please make sure Rusty stays alive? I like Rusty.
I think that might be up to Marlo there.
Rusty dies.
Rusty dies.
This is how Rusty goes.
Genuine gold miner voice.
Actually, here's what Rusty does. Don't take me away from my scrapyard. Don't take me away. I know there's gold in them.
And he dies horribly.
I am going to buy my resources skill up later, and that is because I'm going to invest a little bit in his scrapyard.
Nice. Yeah. What district is Rusty in?
8. He's kind of towards the center where all the, guilds are. All
right. I will add it.
Yeah, cause, and the Red Fox Roost underneath it.
Yes. Actually, if you want to add it to the campaign, you're welcome to do so. Just put it into the district, wiki.
Yeah. Bert, will you have a 5 minutes after session free that I can talk to you?
Sure will.
Well, thanks, guys, and we will continue with our regular SSM in our normal 2 weeks. So we will have a next Saturday nothing unless Sharon seems to possibly wish to run something. We will.
I could.
Yeah, I just like to say if it ends up that no one does, I do actually have an SSM adventure I'm writing.
Ah, well, guest GMs are good, so then Anton can get leveled.
So,
you know what's funny about Anton, though, is he can have so much... If you get him a lot of XP, he can have, like, almost no refresh. But if he gets enough XP and enough time goes by, he can have a ridiculous amount of skills.
Yes, yeah. Because he has nothing but time, so...
Yeah, so... I could run next week, or... Who was that that said they had one already?
Can we try to finish the other one in 2 weeks? I really want to finish that case, or at least attempt to finish the case.
Oh, the regular scheduled one, we are going to, but on our normal 2 week schedule. So we're talking about the off week this coming Saturday.
Well, I have one that's essentially another one of the sort of one shot open and shut cases that should only take one session, which was conceived by the concept was conceived by a guy I work with.
We'll pick a date. Just don't pick the 2 week one from now, so that we can finish off the normal SSM.
Because I mean, I've done a lot of GMing recently. I did Call of Cthulhu, so I'm happy to play another session if you want to run.
Well, I definitely want to finish that arc. So
yeah, so up to you guys. Just let me know.
Post up what you are interested in running, Sharon.
I will.
This filler Saturday.
Okay.
Bid everyone a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks,
good
Marcus.
Night. Good fight.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
You're in a tavern, and an old greasy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, "No, I don't think so," and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper.
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stepping my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.